What's up? Steve Jessup. Want to take a quick second right here at the top of this episode to say thank you to you who's listening to me right now. Means the world to me. We look at these numbers sometimes, and we just did today, and the audio audience on this podcast is much, much greater than the video audience that we broadcast live on YouTube's on Friday night. We broadcast live at 7 o'clock, and everybody joins us, and we record that and then put it up here. And way more of you are listening than watching. So we just want to say a quick thank you from me and Producer Mike. And also give you a heads up, heartfelt to say, this is the last show. We sure hope you've enjoyed it. I sure hope you've enjoyed it. This is originally my creation for almost 5 years ago, right here on this audio channel with Mike Merrifield. And then we transitioned into interviews and then eventually to the regulars, wild, interesting people all over America zooming in live on Friday nights. And what a wild ride it has been. 3 years with the regulars now. Lots of episodes to go back and listen to if you're new and you didn't listen to all those original episodes. There's so much to still go through and enjoy. Lots of funny stuff has happened right here in the shop, live on the air Friday nights with the regulars. Can't thank you enough. Seriously, stick with me. If you enjoy what I'm doing, go to stevejessup.com and check out anything new, the latest videos, the latest shirts. We're going to keep that up and running and new stuff coming there. The only thing that's happening is the Jessup Show podcast is coming to an end. This is our last show, and producer Mike and I get pretty fucked up. So if you enjoy the drinking, Steve, you're going to enjoy this one. Without further ado, here it is. The last one. Jessup Show podcast. Where's that waiter? Good to be back on the air again. Mike, shut up. We got to hide our manliness from the world. That, my friend, is a chilled bottle of JD. Where's that waiter?
This is the podcast that answers all the questions.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
What's up? Steve Jessup. You're listening to my podcast. Jessup Show. Come on.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I got hot.
Yeah. Jessup Show, live on the air. Full 25, here it is. Jessup Show is live, and you gonna be on it. All of y'all gonna be on it. We got a big ass waiting room jam packed. The link is in the description. Anybody can be on the Jessup Show. Click it, jump in it. Sober Dicks! Yeah! Behind the scenes, dudes. Oh, God, it's gonna get rowdy! Oh, God. Welcome to the Jessup Show. Yeah. Where all your fantasies can come true. Woo! Yeah! Gonna crack one open. That's what we do here. Friday nights live at
Central Time.
7 o'clock Central Time. You got beaten. Cheers. Here's to you. Smoking ain't drinking. I have got some. What the fuck is it? Weed in my. Dirty Socks, or what is the brand? The strain. I forget though. There's so many different strains, dicks. I'm like, is it the stinky cheese? It's the stinky cheese. I don't know. It's good. Smoking that good, good.
I got high.
Yeah. Smoking that good on a Friday night. I hope you all too. Here we are on a full 25-25, almost into May. Summer's coming up. Yeah. I'm into it. Yes. All right. I gotta get the guy who runs shit around here. The one and only, producer Mike. He keeps the square. Can I find him? Is he in here? Boom. Look at him. There he is. Hang on. We got to do this right.
Happy Friday, Steve. Happy Friday, yeah. Nation. Welcome to the podcast. We're really glad you're here.
Oh, God. Hey, did you notice? Did you notice my Starsky and Hutch stripes on my face?
Oh, let me bring you in, because I can't see you with the little small box I got here. Oh, shit. Did the dog get you? Like, Eddie's dog got him last week?
No, I went with the...
Oh, the beard.
That
got it.
Down
yep.
to a point on the side, like the stripes on the side of the Starsky and Hutch car. I got so excited about the fucking Torino El Camino that I fucking Starskied up my face.
That's outstanding. I'm glad you put in a lot of time this week into the show.
I did.
And, of course, your facial hair is part of that, Steve. Well done.
Yeah! Live! We are live. Aren't we live, producer Mike? You want to tell them
we
what
are
happened?
Live.
Tell them about the Pope. He was revived.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them.
The Pope.
He's alive.
The Pope passed.
No, he's not. Yeah, he was in. That's new news. That's how we know we're live.
I saw on TV. He was laying in state.
Oh, okay.
That usually means you're dead.
I don't know. Whatever.
He's laying in state. At least he was last week. He was laying in state. He may be
also,
laying
what is
in
other
a different.
News
oh, let's be there's. Remote. Whoa! No, there's repose. He may be laying in repose.
Whatever.
I learned that when Nixon died. There's
Does
laying
any of
in
this
state.
Involve young men because a lot of the Catholic Church business involves young boys.
It does not.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad that they're so. Keeping the young boys out of these celebrations.
Well, there might be an acolyte or two there at the ceremony, but all right.
Whatever.
Anyway, happy Friday, Steve.
Yeah.
It's a fucking wonderful, wonderful day. The weather out here on Lake Las Vegas has been outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Did you
so,
see any titties?
You betcha I did. I mean, they were covered up. So we actually saw a couple in bubble wrap. So I think we are starting
You're
a trend.
Idiot!
When the tent gang was showing off their bubble wrap skills. It's kind of sucks when my theme song ends, right? I mean, it's like now we're in it.
Yeah, now we are in it.
Yeah.
And cheers, bud. We're going to have a cheers. I've got a fucking frosty, fresh out of the freezer, Jack Daniels bottle that has not even been christened. So that's going to happen tonight.
Cool.
Live on the Jessup Show. Oh, God. Here's what I'm dealing with, producer Mike. Right before I'm
Sir.
On the show to come on live, I'm on the phone and I'm trying to have like a personal conversation and then this asshole in the background just keeps weighing in. Does that bother you?
So people
are just fucking bombing in from the background. Like, I didn't call to talk to your fucking drunk neighbor Earl. I got shit to say to you, motherfucker.
Well, I don't think you're going to like my answer at all.
What?
Did you take this call while you and I were sitting in the same room? So now you're on a phone call and you've taken that call and put me in the queue. And now I'm waiting for you to get off your phone call.
No, I'm just saying like when people have people chiming in the background, when you're on speakerphone, you're having a conversation with them. And then they got some asshole in the background going, oh, I wouldn't do that. And you're like, motherfucker, I don't even know you.
Okay, so you're talking about on the other side, on the other side of the line.
Right.
The person on the other.
The person I'm talking to, and in this case, it was, yep, you know, some sweet poo and tang.
So in other words,
that sweet stanky stank on my fingers. You know,
so really, I think what your complaint is like, right, you want to say, shut the fuck up, asshole.
Shut the fuck up, Addis. Addis,
and they probably
I'm trying
can't
to get this fucking pussy lined up, bitch. You know, and then Addis, the fucking neighbor, is like, well, you should come over. It's like the chickens are laying eggs. Fucking bitch.
Where do you live again?
Oh, I'm out in the woods, and some of these ladies that I like to deal with, they raise eggs are expensive, Mike. I don't know if you've been to the grocery mart, but a lot of these ladies I'd like to get with, they have armpit hair and they raise chickens.
I guess all I can say is I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I thought that was a win for me.
Well, you said something about hair, right? Armpit hair?
Yeah, they're tough bitches. That's what I'm saying. They wear fucking stomp your neck boots.
I can't.
And they raise chickens and they have muscles and they'll punch your stupid face if you say dumb stuff.
I don't mind all those things you said, that just the armpit hair.
You ever date a bitch that wears a knife?
Not since I was in the Air Force, but that was government issue.
Yeah. I bet you Nix has a knife.
Oh, I'm sure Nix has got multiple knives.
Love my stars.
I bet you Nix has a display case where she, you know, absolutely has all of her knives displayed. Yeah.
I don't think she wouldn't lay them out for the assailant to take.
No, she'll probably, if an assailant's in her house, she's going to use 1 to 4 of them, I'm sure.
Yeah, we should check in on that with her and see what's
Nix is in the way, or at least she was. Yeah, Nix is in the waiting room.
What's her assailant game plan? Yeah. We need to know, because she's kind of become like the daughter of the show. So
we've got to
make sure Nix is safe. Oh my God, this is exciting. Producer Mike, how are you feeling?
I feel great. I've actually got, where is it? Jim Beam. Jim Beam was on sale at Season's Groceries for $17.99. So I picked up myself a bottle of bourbon.
Okay.
I am mixing it with a Dr. Pepper.
Because
that's the best soda around. And I got weed. Smoking weed.
You got weed?
A little bit. A little bit.
I got weed.
A little bit.
I got that.
Well, it is kind of the MO of the show. You used to have a show called Whiskey, Weed, and Women back in the day. Remember before that got canceled?
What? They got canceled?
You used to.
I thought I just got, so rich and famous I didn't have to do it anymore.
Well, you did have.
What?
Well, there you.
That,
your
I mean,
Whiskey,
that's
Weed,
how I remember it. Okay. Is that not what you've been told?
Well, no, I see, I'm kind of a connoisseur of YouTube. I'm trying to learn what folks do with their YouTube channels and whatnot. Now, what you did on the Steve Jessup channel with Whiskey, Weed, and Women, you actually numbered them. So, you know, I can't write what.
Yeah, we numbered these. What number is this? How many of these have we done?
Oh, I have no fucking idea. We never put any numbers on this. It's just all these.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the date. You do have the date in there. Yeah.
You just reminded me. I want to show people something. This is exciting. This is brand new. I am fucking pumped up. Dicks. Good job. Good job. Yeah. Look at this, Producer Mike. You're going to love this. Brand new.
I'm looking.
SteveJessup.com. Isn't that amazing?
Hot shit.
Look at that.
It's fucking,
That's me getting hooked up. You go down, you were asking me about the old stuff. That made me think of the brand new website. If you scroll down, you'll see some of the older stuff. 1.3 million followers. That's across everything. 186 million views on all the videos added up. Holy shit. That's a lot. Is that a lot? That's a lot.
It is a lot.
That's solid. Then we got, of course, you got to hook up a tee or a hat. We've got that section there. Got the fucking cig hanging fucking tight right there. T-shirts, hats, stickers, boom.
That's important.
Steve Nation, you can go click in there and look at all the creations that people have made. Then, of course, if you want to look at the pilot that we made, you can look at the pilot right there. For free, the full pilot.
Thanks for including me, but I didn't have anything to do with the pilot.
Yeah, you didn't. And then this is you, the podcast. It's all here.
Yeah.
Right on Steve Jessup. There's the videos. Fuck that guy. Look at that guy. Featured gear. Brand new, SteveJessup.com. I love it! I love it.
Fantastic. I love it too. I was actually there today.
Check it out. And, email us if you have an idea or something doesn't work, like a button doesn't work, cause it's brand new. So maybe some shit don't work. You guys could test it out for me. Hit it up, SteveJessup.com. Go check him, look around, poke around. And if something's wrong, email me, Steve@SteveJessup.com.
That's easy to remember.
Producer Mike, do you have anything you want to add?
No, I think I tackled it. I had a great week. You talked over me on most of it, but I had a great week.
Whatever.
It was nice weather out here on Lake. Okay, yeah. So no, I don't have anything to add.
No, go ahead. I'm loading a bowl. This is a good time to chat it up.
Oh, all right. Well, I actually went on a little jaunt
right,
to the other
loaded.
Side of the lake.
Go. I got it all loaded up. Thank you.
Got it. Do you want to just get into this?
Oh, producer Mike, how much do the me and the Dicks really love you? We're doing it.
I love the Dicks back.
Hitler. A lot of love to you.
Okay, don't do that either. This is falling apart.
Do me a favor right here. Let's kick this fucking show into high gear. Let's bring in.
Let's do it.
The one and only Colonel. Let's bring in Eddie Weber. Let's bring in Jeremy Buckland. Let's bring them all in.
You want to bring three people in at the same time to start the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it. This is going to be epic.
We are adding the Colonel. We are adding Jeremy Buckland.
Ladies and gentlemen,
and
the Colonel.
We are adding Eddie Weber, Steve, and gentlemen, welcome to the broadcast.
Are you gonna put me in there, too?
Oh, you put you in there?
Yeah, put me in there.
You are in there.
I'm in there. Look at that. Can you guys see me?
Yes, sir.
I see a sexy-ass redneck is what I see.
Oh, God, I love it.
Which one?
Both of you and them motherfuckers.
Top
save. How's it fucking been, everybody? JB, the Bucklands, how have you guys been? I love hearing from you guys.
Wide open.
Cheers, hell yeah.
Cheers.
Mr. Eddie Weber, sir.
What's going on, brother?
I always wonder on how much you are really turning into those turns 4 and 1.
Hell yeah.
How's your week been, brother? How's it been? How has it been?
Man, like a dog dragging its ass, but at least we got the itch to scratch.
Now, gentlemen, welcome to the Colonel Show, starring the Colonel.
Producer Mike, did you understand what he said? Because I thought he said...
Wait a minute. No, this makes sense. This is good, Producer Mike. I want to bring you guys in first, because, I mean, come on. Look at this fucking crew. Look at this OG crew right here. And I want to be the first to let all three, four of you know, this is my last show.
Yep. I saw the obituary. It read just like Dr. Emmett Brown.
You saw my obituary?
I saw the obituary, and I was like, well,
what do you mean? What did you see?
He must have gone
back on the inside.
He must have gone on and done a Pontiac Trans Am dive that. Yeah, he just went out in a blaze of glory. I'm like, I'm speaking to a ghost right now.
Oh, he said you going to the upper room.
Ah, son of a bitch. Well, I mean, so, Buckland, what's your take?
I call bullshit. This ain't no last show. I thought we was getting a free cruise tonight. What the fuck?
Personally, I was going to say last show was what? Is he finally transitioning the rest of the way? Last show was what?
I love it. let me take these insults one by one. Now, here's the good news.
I'm covering. Okay.
Notice I said this is my last show. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
He did.
Guess what? Whether you want it or not, I'm giving the channel to all of you guys. What do you think about that?
It ain't going to be the same without you, though, homie.
No, that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying.
I'm giving the channel. The Colonel has always wanted his own show. And I'm going to, producer Mike is going to run the channel. He's staying on. And if you want your own show, Colonel, well, by golly, you fucking got it. Right here.
Well, let's go. My first guest on this show, he's a one very comedic.
This is going to go great, Steve. I appreciate you putting me in charge.
Yeah, I did that just for y'all, smartasses.
Colonel, before you...
He's the guy that you know.
Don't tell us.
He's the guy that you...
Just keep a surprise.
I'm going to get to my end. I'm Johnny Carson. But he is the one and only comedian that you guys have seen on CNN, Fox News, MSNBC. You've seen him do almost everything imaginable that is not illegal. Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest, my first feature guest, from all the way in Nashville, Tennessee, Steve Jessup. Welcome, Steve.
great to be on your show, Colonel. Listen, here's what think. I think Eddie Weber and Jeremy Buckland would make a great show.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
What do you think about that, Mr. Mike? What do you think?
We need an Egg McMahon and a Paul Shifer.
Well, let's see what the Colonel thinks, Steve. Colonel, go ahead.
We need an Egg McMahon, a Paul Schaefer, and a Buddy Rich.
I think those are valid points. But what I think is if we got Eddie and Buckland and Jen for that matter, a weed show would be good, maybe with the cultivation of and said things. We're looking at hunting, perhaps, maybe some car discussion.
Oh, now, wait a minute, everybody. My second guest on the show tonight is a veteran of the military, and he's a great guy. He's a really great guy.
Colonel, I love you, but your show hasn't started. This is the end of my show.
We're going to be back to you. We have a commercial break. The Colonel's show is brought to you by Winston Cigarettes. Winston Cigarettes.
We're going to come back to you, baby. Colonel. We're going to let you wrap your mind around this. Eddie Weber and Jeremy Buckland, man, sorry to be the bearer of bad news. I got to go back on the inside. I know fucking... Eddie Weber knows a thing or two about that. But to celebrate, I just cracked open a fresh, frosty bottle of Jack Daniels. Hell yeah. I got some ice. We're going to have a fucking Jack and Coke to celebrate this shit right now.
You got damn right.
Hot damn. Yeah, man. this channel has become open source, as the fucking computer nerds say. Isn't that what they say? Open, everybody can do it. Producer Mike is going to do a show with only regulars, though. No fucking newbies. Only the regulars.
Well, I may charge membership for newbies, and then that will be part of the thing. So if I charge them like $20 a month, I'll give them a show.
Yeah, but Producer Mike wants to continue to be the amazing producer that he is. I don't know if I want to splash this with Diet. I might want to just sip it Jack straight. What do you think, Eddie Weber? Am I making a mistake by throwing a little bit of Diet on top of this?
Yes, yes. Don't put Diet nothing on top of Jack.
What are you talking about? Jack and Diet is classic. I'm going to do both.
No, Jack and Coke is classic.
I mean, I got the Jack is frozen, so maybe I got all three. I could just mix it up. Hang on.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah. But don't put Diet on nothing, bro. You put Jack on a fat bitch and go to town. I don't know. That sounds like bad advice. Shit's going to burn.
Here's to you. Here's to you amazing guys for, you know, I mean, y'all, the reason we put you on because I could not think of anybody else that goes further back than you guys. And
Buckland, Jay, Josh, all OG22, Mike Merrifield as well.
I know, but man, I mean, I even met Buckland back way back in the day at a live show.
Yeah,
I know, Eddie, you've been supporting videos that I've been making for years before this.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah, tried to even make it to the T-River stuff and got flooded out, if you remember.
That's right. See, I mean, way before this. So that's why thought, you know, we gotta roll out with Buckland and Weber and the Colonel. And the Colonel's gathering himself because I don't think he believes me.
I think Buckland was on the first Steve Nation celebration on the Whiskey Weed Women channel, episode 100, I think. Am I right? Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, we're talking 2014-ish, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Right. And you were all kinds of fucked up, Buckland.
I was still.
And were on a flip phone or some shit like that, and you were you were doing an impression of me if I remember right.
Yes.
My favorite was the Cooking with Rednecks channel. He was like, "Tonight I'm gonna show you bitches how to make something to eat," and it looked delicious as a motherfucker too.
Now, do you think you guys would be interested in doing something together?
Yeah, but...
Oh, I'm always... I'm sorry.
But I tell you what, man. I'm all tore the fuck up, man. It's a sad fucking day.
Oh, man. I'm not going to be dead, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm still going to consult.
Is that really not like being dead?
Jeremy,
you're just gonna be Mr. Miyagi.
I'm gonna be in the background now. I'm gonna let the fucking regulars fly and flourish, and we'll take this bitch over.
This goddamn assault mass dog.
Yeah, your dog's blowing up on the internet, by the way.
Bro, she a bully.
Producer
she's a bully.
Mike is really getting good, and he started making these little short videos. I don't know if y'all have seen them, but he put them. Yeah.
Eddie, that video's gotten 1,400 views on that video so far,
views.
Eddie. Yeah, well,
yeah, Dixie, you're famous
someday.
You're better than bitch.
Buckland, let's smoke a fucking bowl together. God dang it.
I've been watching you since the heated toilet seat episode.
Hell yeah.
Way back when, man. That's when I first found you.
Yeah, and that shit worked too. Wooden toilet seat, route out a groove, copper pipe hammered in, hot water. Oh, man. I love that. That was one of my favorite episodes. And that's yep,
mine
we
too.
Still yeah, we did that as a hunting
camp. You did? You did it at your hunting camp? Okay. You got to put sending me pictures of this shit. I love that shit.
I still can't get over how big Buck's buds grow. Buck's buds shit. Sounds like it needs to be its own show,
yeah,
too.
That's what you but call it if you said. Sell it, Buck's buds.
Buck's buds. Yeah. I like it. Eddie how are Weber, you doing, Miss Jen?
Did you, Eddie Weber, did you see that I Starsky hutched my face for you?
I did. I saw that. I mean, hell, I'm not gonna slide across that hood, but it looks tempting.
Point.
Yeah. Come on, slide on it. No, seriously, hey, Eddie.
I wanna.
Eddie, you're really, great at, being on the show and you say a lot of funny stuff like that. And if you wanna do your own show on here, you damn well should. And you never know, I might pop up as a guest on your show.
You know, do I have Man. Any editorial control? You told me it was.
Yeah,
I was going to be.
You got to run all the complicated technical things for everybody.
Yeah, I feel like producer. Yeah, I feel like your one. Job at this point is
you
more like a zookeeper.
Yeah, exactly.
But I got to do
you
whatever they say.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm going to be too fucking locked up on the inside. You know.
Dude, I can't take the colonel off of mute now. He's going to tell me to do all sorts of crazy shit.
No, I think he's going to whisper you sweet nothings.
I love the colonel. Colonel and I are going to make magic on this channel, Steve.
But yeah, no, any opportunity I ever have to hang out bullshit with Buck or Miss Jen, I'm always about. They're more than a blast to be around and bullshit with.
I love it. You guys should join me. Let's do this together. Let's keep Buckland and Eddie on, and then could we go to the bar and have all of us comment on? Bring that in.
Oh,
go fork.
Yeah.
Go back.
This
quad
segment.
Box it, man. Bring me in. Quad box it. Come on now.
This segment is brought to you by the Kayville Hotel and Tavern, Fletchersville, Pennsylvania.
Okay, guys, there's producer Mike, and we're going to show you the Elbow Room. Where is this? This is in Florida?
I believe it's in Miami, Florida. Copyright 2024.
Really
that's
it's
the reason
really
why we
up.
Can air
can
it, because it's 2025.
A couple of trick bitches out right out there in the middle of the dance floor. Do you guys see anything that stands out? Look, somebody just got pickpocketed. I saw that. Did you see that?
Looks like it's Jeff Ross's band.
I don't know, but I just saw the one chick do the 90s little cross-legged shit. She's a midway.
Hey, wait a minute. full left. Go look at the fucking heavies in the white that are leaning
over
between two bald men. Look at the fucking heavies on this broad.
God, we can't. Dang. The shadows.
You got a couple of goddamn feeders on there.
Feeders.
Yep, she's looking at them. She knows they're out. Fucking girls are out. You're damn right, bitch.
It's 89.
Oh, look. If you're into gay sex with a sailor man, you can do that. He's there.
Oh, must be a ship. Must be a shipping port in Miami.
I'm excited.
Oh, you already know they're the port in Miami. You know that's damn well
and
a
hey,
gay guy here.
Guys, check this out. Check this out. This is happening too. Producer Mike said, and the dicks told me, as long as people keep showing up and as late as we want to go, we can do that. How about that shit? Huh? What? Dicks! Yeah. So, if you want to be a part of it, you can. This is our last show like this, then maybe there'll be some new shows. We'll see. Producer Mike's gonna run the shit. But this is our last Jessup Show podcast, just like this. Oh, hell. Yeah! We want you to be on it. Click the link in the description down below. I'm gonna pop you up on the screen right here with the fucking regulars. We got Eddie Weber, legendary race car driver. the motherfucking Colonel and the Bucklands. Quad box it up.
Weed and women.
I love the quad box. This is a new, it's too bad that we just figured all this out. Yeah, cheers. Colonel, have you okay? Now what's going on with your ears right now? Because you have bandages on your ears.
I am not sponsored by these people, but I have been playing their Zildjian cymbals for the majority of the time I've been alive, which I'm a drummer for 29 years. Zildjian has just made their own headphones.
Oh, okay.
And these things, you can plug them into your rig. If you're a guitarist, you can plug them into your rig, plug them into your phone, game, talk to the world fabulous Steve Jessup on his fucking show.
You sound great. I mean, right. You can do fucking sound everything. So good through those headphones? Is that where the microphone is?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. That sounds pretty great. I mean, that's producer Mike.
Trust me. I'm going to try to get a sponsorship.
He's already got his equipment.
I was just going to say, Steve, the colonel has got an orator, he's got some words.
How the fuck drunk are you,
motherfucker? That I think.
Yeah. Producer Mike's sad. I told him at, about an hour before the show, he was losing his job. And then he goes, I got to start.
Ballistic. Yeah. He goes,
he does have great diction though.
He's like, I just retired for this shit. Come on now. Come on. Throw me a bone. Well, you'll get a bone. It's going to be a shitty bone, but you get still a bone. You're still going to get paid. You're an idiot. Yeah, I know.
You're an idiot.
But yeah, man, there it is. So I have a question.
Okay, Mr. go ahead. Questions. All right. It's question time. Let's do questions.
What the fuck are you doing? Hang on.
Mr. J, per producer Mike's random shorts, he produced some audio logs of, was that a woman that is like just so jealous that she can't get with you? Or who's that? Who's that woman saying you're an idiot? Saying you're an idiot and saying, didn't keep promises, all this other shit. Yeah, like, who is that woman?
That's my ex-wife, man. I've said that. Okay.
That's Tina, bro.
That's Tina.
Oh, okay. Roger that. Roger that.
Guilty!
Yeah, no.
Take me to jail, motherfucker!
Hey, Colonel, you heard the voicemail. I will not. Colonel, you heard the voicemail that was dropped on the channel as well. The voice of Steve's ex that apparently stole all her shit. Yeah,
I know. I just wanted for everyone and for everyone in the world, I just wanted to make sure. I know that guy. He has dated some crazy bitches, and he's nothing like what they say at all.
Thanks, Colonel.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
That was riveting.
I thought you were going to have questions.
Yeah, what was the first question?
All right, another question, number two.
Yeah.
What do you think? The McFlay O'Fish or the McRib?
Oh, Flay O'Fish all the way. Are you fucking kidding me?
But do you get it with the mutt, with the tartar and all that?
Yeah.
And
you
the cheese?
What pisses me off, though, Colonel, is when there's careless building of my fucking filet-o-fish sandwich. You know what I'm saying? When it
comes
all fucking half cocked and half put together and the cheese is all, and then it got hot and it's stuck that way. And then when I go and separate it to straighten it back up, I rip the fucking bread in half. You know, fuck you, McDonald's. Go fuck yourself.
McDonald's sweet tea, is it a justifiable means to an end, or is it just an abomination?
Okay, I don't get the tea. The tea is for autistic and fairies.
To be honest, the sweet tea was the only thing that was good for me at McDonald's. Other than that, everything else can go eat a dick.
What?
Eddie Weber.
Eddie Weber is a little light in his tea loafers.
Eddie Weber, what's your favorite McBurger? McMeal?
I don't eat McDonald's, brother. I had since I was a kid.
Well, are you a Popeye's fan or an Arby's fan? Or
last show,
no,
Steve.
About the only
last mess. Show, Steve.
This is Colonel's about first the, show. I feel like this is going pretty good.
About the only like fast food we actually really have in my hometown growing up was a little mom and pop store. So we never ate McDonald's and shit. And now it just tastes disgusting, you know?
Dude, there's a way right down the way. Like outside of Paducah, like probably like 10 miles. And you just go there and get a sandwich, like a bologna and cheese sandwich. But it is the best fucking sandwich because it's thick cut. They freshly cut the cheese.
Yeah, I mean, see, I mean, I'm not needed here anymore.
You said thick cut. My dog jumped up.
Steve Jessup, now that I have you on my show, I would like to ask you, and if you're, well, first of all, how was your day? How was your day?
Oh, man. Man. Shit. You know. I did it. I gave life. You know what I'm saying?
You gave life. You came a lot. You came a little.
I blew a hot one to Nudie Magazine. But, yeah, life happened.
Yeah.
I call it prostate health.
You donated to the Hanes sock repertoire, jerking into a Hanes sock. That's awesome. Jeremy Buckland, I'd like to get your take on this here. What was your day like?
It fucking sucked. I worked my ass off, and I came home. Now I find out Steve's leaving. We just lost Axl Rose to fucking Guns N' Roses. So
what the hell are you talking about, son? What? Are
you kidding me? Did Axl Rose die?
Did he quit?
What? What happened?
Did he quit?
Jeremy, you can't fucking drop a bomb like that and not follow up.
No, Jen just got up and left. You can't drop a bomb like that. You can't drop a bomb like that.
Does Axl Rose have an STD?
We're on live. You need details.
We are live.
I know we're live.
Can you hear us?
I know.
Details. Details.
Wait,
I've been watching the show.
Hang on, the Pope, Axl Rose. Who's next? Me?
That's a damn.
Hey, it's you know the
Jeremy.
Marvel's
did you think
air,
Axl
but...
Rose was the Pope?
That's
what if he was though? What if the Pope really was Axl Rose? We just didn't know.
What if?
Anyway, can we let Jeremy speak? Please.
Yeah, let's let Jeremy just talk.
Yeah, yes. That's what I've been waiting for. I want to hear Jeremy.
Yeah, Buckland. Colonel, shut up.
All right, let's go.
Go. Here you go.
Steve. It's a sad day, man. We're losing fucking Steve Jessup.
No.
I mean.
You're not losing me. You are gaining a channel.
You're losing a host, but you're gaining an executive producer. I think that's great.
Oh, yeah. Mike's not going anywhere. I mean, he really wants you to celebrate that.
I'm not having too good a day.
Let me just ask a question.
I'm JB. Look up if Axl Rose is dead.
Producer Mike, I'm trying to ask a question. If you could just be quiet for one.
All right, I'll mute myself. I'm muting myself.
All right, there you go, sir. I'm asking a question.
Oh, God.
For all out here, JB and I, we have nothing personal in beef. Nothing. JB, are you upset that I'm hosting? Or someone else than Steve is hosting? Or are you upset that fucking, I mean, what's going on here? Why is this upsetting to you? I mean, I've never met you, but I know you're a great fucking person. But I mean, what's going on with this? This is a Friday night hang.
I don't think
it shouldn't matter.
It, Buckland.
Nah, he don't fucking get it, man. Help fucking get, man.
He's a homie, bro. That's all it is. He said that he ain't going to get to see his homie maybe every week.
Yeah, we were hanging out drinking every Friday night. I've got to go back on the
all inside.
Right. You don't fucking get, man.
As long as it wouldn't, because I didn't do nothing to nobody.
No, Josh, no one's mad with you, bud. You're good.
I know I'm good. Damn it, producer Mike. I've got questions for you.
All right, Mike. Let's let all these guys gather themselves and get this fucking show into high gear. Hang out, Buckland. Hang out, Eddie Weber. Hang out, Colonel. Let's get some of the regulars in. Did you guys start literally every fucking song, guys? Okay, Jesus.
Hey, I would like to take this.
Oh yeah, I was going to say leave it up to the last thing, and then these guys are fucking up. Go ahead.
Well, no, I just wanted to mention that we have our good friends Lando and Red that are certainly friends of the show. We certainly hope Lord Lando Smiles calls in today here on
Lando,
your last broadcast.
Hook it up. The postman.
Yeah, good times. But anyway, Steve, I know it's arguable. It is. Some people could say that this crew, this tent crew, if you will, is by far and away one of the favorites on the show. Steve, may I present the tent crew?
Oh, hot shit. See, I like this. This is what I like.
I think this is a show writing itself right now on the brand new.
He's got his titties out. I love it.
The brand new channel.
That fucking eyeballs on his titties.
Goddamn right.
I mean, see, these people know how to fucking kick it off into high gear. I mean, this should be a show. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, now, yeah, that's a great
Mike,
idea. I wish
tent
I said
gang,
that.
Presents or some sort of thing with these guys, or what do you think?
Yeah, we got to keep it within the legality because this would be on YouTube. It's still on YouTube. We're not moving it to Rumble or anything. So I'm the tent crew, Tabby,
maybe the tent
Robert
gang could be the sex show where they can answer sex questions like Dr. Ruth used to.
And you know what is also cool, Steve, is that we can schedule the recording of the broadcast, right? So we can pre-record it. And we can get William back in.
Oh man!
Right,
golly,
so we schedule might be
Willie.
A little better for
tell
him.
Willie. Yeah. I said hello and I love him.
Is anyway, the tent crew.
Does he know that this we're shutting it down?
We did.
Willie, oh my God! Here's to you, Willie. I'm drinking Jack Daniels. Golly, Jack and Diet for Big Will on the Friday night.
Gotta miss you, man.
What are you thinking? Do you guys want to listen? Anything's possible. You don't have to decide tonight. Producer Mike is taking over. We have 750 something followers and people are watching, and while I'm on the inside, you guys can pump it up and do whatever you want, and somebody might get rich. Who knows? Producer Mike, are you thinking you might get rich?
No.
No.
This show has put me roughly $47,600 and change in debt, so I don't expect to get any of that back. But if I can get the machete from Tabby Cat, I'll throw that on eBay and hopefully get $100 out. I'll autograph it. Maybe I can get $100, $20. I'll take best offer at least $5.
Yeah. That's nice.
But can I say, Steve, real quick, so before I forget,
yeah, okay, yeah.
Tabby Tabby sent me this picture. She, I colorized it, which absolutely fucked it up. I understand that, Tabby. I meant no disrespect. I still have the original in its original form. But this is by far and away the greatest picture any Zoomer had sent to me. And, I mean, look at this thing.
Damn.
I love that. I love that. That's, I mean, and then also, Tabby Cat sent me some dead animals. So that was good.
Well. Well, you that's obviously made out on that deal.
We're stepping on the beautiful tent gang. Let's ever. We got to be super quiet so we hear everything you guys say on this very special. Go ahead.
It's like,
I found out that I'm a medium, man. What? You know what a medium is, huh?
A schmedium?
Yeah, that's between large and small, you know, and intelligent and retarded.
Wait, I'm a medium to a large is I'm a large?
I'm a medium. I'm not.
I thought that wasn't there a TV show called Medium, and it was about like putting your hands on people's heads and figuring out if they used to be a goat in a previous life or some shit?
Yeah, but I'm the different medium. I'm in between.
Hey, are those tattoos on your titties? Right.
Yes, sir. Turn them on.
I've been wanting to write a song.
Hell yeah.
Call
go ahead. Oh, here I
show
here
them your
we
titties,
go.
Hey.
No. Are those tattoos on your titties?
No, that's just a drawing.
Are those tattoos on your titties? Or did you get in a accident? Are those tattoos on your titties? Or did you fall down? Are those tattoos on your titties? Are those bruises all around? Holy shit! I don't know. Something like that. I'm going to write it down afterwards. Go ahead.
I love it. Sounds good.
Oh, my God. What a great way to end with the tent gang. Tits are out. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Try and censor us. We're live, bitch.
Ooh, wow.
Bring it up. Let's go full screen on the fucking heavy tits.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I see it all the time on Instagram. If a girl puts a pasty on her butthole, she can show it.
Don't forget those medium tits that Robert has.
Put a baby on the nipple.
Oh, man. And listen, since this is the last show, you know, I don't know how people can find you. Any kind of clue how they can get involved in what you're doing privately?
Some sort of search they could put into Google.
What search?
How about
any
that?
Any kind of search.
Definitely
or
go
on the dark web, one or the other.
Dark web, they're doing fun, sexy stuff.
We're muted.
We're muted.
No, you are we can hear you. You're not muted.
Okay. Oh, God. Well, we're on Fab House. Check. And this
we
all,
don't put baby in the corner.
Well, yes. Razors, all the others that, like, hamster, all the others that follow with the Fab House product deal.
It's
fabhouse.com
and xhamster.com.
Yes. See us on there.
Oh. It's happening, Steve. It's happening.
Hey, whisker or something. You never know.
And if you notice, we have dyed our hair because our fans there wanted it done. So.
It looks hot.
I got gold. He's got black strip.
Yes. And definitely a medium.
Yeah. Now, do they... have you do gold to represent some kind of certain character or a look, or why did they go with gold? Just because it's cut? Because it's
damn
gold.
It, Jesus.
Well, it's priceless. It's gold.
Yeah, I mean, you look hot.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, especially with your boobs out. I'm so distracted.
I got some eyeballs on my balls.
It's a real nerve.
If I told you that, it looked like Squidward, you man. Abby, or
I mean, both of you guys, really, Rob too. Could we get a little bit of chest twist on the
chest twist?
Yeah,
get a little bit. Shake your
a little bit of shake, like what you're doing.
I have my You're making me put my drink down.
I gotta have my drink.
Okay.
Babe.
Yeah, put your drink down. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hell yeah.
Woo!
We love you. Eyeballs are moving. Hell yeah.
And other ball.
Fuck yeah. Tent gang.
Hey, man, did you know that, Trump signed that thing into effect? You know, this says you don't have to do housework anymore, so men are not involved in women's activity.
Oh, yeah, I don't do that.
Never.
I got some illegals.
Hold on to them. They're going to be worth money a little later.
Oh, God.
Listen, I'm going to be on the inside. I'm going to be doing the housework, so there's that. Producer Mike, we got to get around and say a proper goodbye to everybody. Tent gang, hang out. I love you guys. Great to see
love
both
too,
of all four of your breasts.
We love you, man.
The heavies and the mediums.
We love you too, Louisiana. Meant so much to me that Louisiana showed up here on the Justice Show.
Yeah, me too, Steve. And I thought that, and this is a thought that just came to me. I thought perhaps I would come in after each viewer so I can give a proper introduction to everyone who is joining us on our final broadcast, which
yeah,
is very
Yeah, do you want to just take a second and just like me and you just regroup about what's happening?
Yeah, well, that's actually a great idea. That's a good
I was
idea.
Thinking
Why
maybe,
don't I,
because we kind of sprung it on everybody. I mean, yeah, you never know when they're going to call for you to come back on the inside.
I know. I believe your quote to me on the phone on Monday, it was earlier today. You said, they told me I had an outstanding warrant, and you thought that meant it was good.
Yeah, I thought outstanding meant things are looking up, like. Yeah, outstanding. You're doing great. Outstanding. This is outstanding. You know, like, right.
Yeah, it was incorrect, sir. I wish you had told me that that's what they told you, and I could have possibly told you to leave the country or
oh, yeah.
Something.
man, I was thinking about Mexico. Thinking about Mexico. Yeah.
We were just there, right? Is that where we went? Where the fuck did we go? Caribbean. No, we went to the Caribbean. I was thinking where we went on the Reef Cruise. That was a fucking blast. The Three Amigos Cruise. Yeah.
Yeah, when I was free. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And now all of those cruise dreams are dashed, Steve.
Oh, yeah, that's done.
That's done.
But
no one
maybe
brought it up
you
yet.
And the
but...
regulars, if you guys get one of these shows going. So what I understand is you're going to take over the channel. This is what I'm understanding.
Okay, go ahead. No, you go
you're
first, and I'll go second.
Take over the channel. You're going to run things, and anybody of the regulars, from Eddie to the Colonel to Adam to anybody, Nick's
Adam. Adam and I can put a show together.
Adam,
I'm going to turn Adam into a star.
And you guys can do, anybody can do a show. Cause you're going to keep running things while I'm on the inside.
Yeah. Well, believe it or not, Steve, there are monthly payments that are still due on all of the software that we're running. And, I could either just shut it down and just. It's kind of like if you buy a new car and then as you drive it off the lot, you get into a car accident. That's your fault. You still got to pay that car off. So like 5 years, you're paying $412 a month. $412 a month to.
Is that what a
nothing.
Payment
so,
is? Yeah,
yeah,
that's
I don't
what
know.
Really cut into my
I don't
fucking,
even own a car.
Snacks at the fucking, the mess hall.
Ciao. Yep. Ciao. Okay. I'm not really quite sure where you're going with that. All right. So anyway,
I mean, I don't. I was could use that money. I didn't know we were still paying bills. I could use.
Got it.
You know, to get my credits up, I could get more cans of tuna and stuff.
Yeah. Well, dude, totally. Let me know your information so if we can. Buy credits for you. I'm sure I can get the show to, like, maybe that would be the membership. I can say, hey, can you do a $2 membership per month?
To Steve's fucking tuna cans.
This is going to the commissary on Steve's account at the Louisiana State Penitentiary. Oh, that's actually a good question. You live in you're in Nashville. Why? How the hell did you have to go down to Louisiana?
I mean, like, how old is this warrant? I thought outstanding meant great, but they mean old. Outstanding, I guess, meant old, like old.
Right. Okay. Well, what was the charge? Like, what? Why are you going away? And especially, why are you not getting due process?
You're gonna have to talk to my attorney. I mean.
Okay. All right. Well, Steve, thank you for the update. Again, yeah, there's going to be there's a lot of plan. I've taken a crap ton of notes, as you can tell here by this notebook.
Is there anybody else to talk to, or is are we done?
Oh no, this is my segue. So all these notes have to do with what I want to do for the show going forward, channel, I should say, going forward.
Oh, my God. You've really been plotting for me to get... Did you turn me in?
No. Why would you, say that?
About. I thought maybe this was a good idea, but maybe you're saying I should go and you should just take over.
Steve, we're joined from one of our good friends from New Mexico. This is Jeff Chaney, who's also one of the stars of the coming film Slash Squatch, October 2025.
What? Jeff! Oh my God, Steve. So good to have you on the very last Jessup Show podcast broadcast.
I wouldn't miss it, Steve. I have to apologize. I've just been working my ass off. It's just been a big pain in the ass, but I got some soap on a rope coming for you, brother. So you can protect the community showers. Been there, done that.
Around your neck, or do you hang it around the equipment on the wall?
Well, you could do either one, whichever you feel safe.
I feel like if I hang it around
with
my neck, I'm inviting to get choked out by it.
Well, you got to just kind
if
of
I
assess
keep it on
the
my
situation.
Wrist, I can keep it like a little fucking weapon,
Well, yeah, you could do that, but then you can't, clean the areas, know.
No.
But, Steve, I love you, man. I'm going to be contributing to your commissary as soon as we get the information from Mike. Hell yeah, brother. Right. Gonna take care of you. Juicy fruit and cigs go a long time in this school.
Man, that's what we're trading out on the yard, according to P. Diddy.
Yep.
So P. Diddy's really gotten the sardine trade up, and I want to get into that when I get in there.
But, man, we're gonna miss you, Steve. We love you. Yeah, you just gotta, you gotta guard the booty, brother. My advice to you is just when you get in there, find the biggest motherfucker right away and just beat the shit out of him.
Right.
So that way you can just rule the roost, brother, and just, take over shit, man. You run the place.
The biggest guy?
Yeah, the biggest guy. Just maybe. Kick him in the nuts, take out his knee. Anybody's going to fall, brother.
Well, maybe it could be like the, almost like could be the biggest guy, but not quite.
You want to make an impression, man. You want to make an impression. So you just got to be careful, man.
All right.
But I know we're going to take care of Mike, and we hope to see you in 3 to 5 years. If you need us to talk at your frickin' parole hearings or whatever, just let us know. We'll be there for you.
All right.
We're going to hook you up, do whatever we can, get you out as soon as possible. But we're definitely going to miss you, brother. We're definitely going to miss you.
Oh, man, come visit me, would you please?
Yeah, I could see a visit on the way. I'm down here in New Mexico. We're not new, but we're not Mexico. So,
Oh, my God.
close enough. I could take a road trip with old Mike, and we can head up there and maybe bring you bring you some shivs or even a file. What do you think, Mike? Cake with a file in it?
Absolutely. I can actually know how to bake now. Since I've been retired, I've been taking up some additional skills. So
I bet you do, man.
Producer
hey,
Mike,
crazy motherfucker.
Are we going fucking north of the border?
Well,
yes.
Jeff. Going federal, county, or city?
Jeff, we love
city.
You, Jeff.
All right, Mike.
See you later, El Guapo. Yes, we're going 5'9" Keith, Steve. He's our good friend from Saskatoon, everybody. Canada. I don't know where you are, actually.
Happy Friday.
Oh, my God.
Steve.
How you doing?
Steve, you remember 5'9". He's one of the Yacht Cocks.
He is a Yacht
Cock. A lot of history on this channel, Steve. A lot of history. The Yacht Cocks.
Yacht Cock.
How you been? I'm gonna do a shot.
Do you have your volume up? Because I feel like I hear something. Is that somebody else producing mic?
Oh shit! Do I have everybody off? Hang on. It's
we
probably
are
me,
live.
Steve. And I 425, apologize.
25. Yeah.
Happy Friday, everybody. Let's do a shot.
What are you doing a shot of?
Little Gibsons.
Okay. I think I'm just going to rip it. I'm going to rip it right out of a fucking ice cold bottle of Jack.
Yeah, that looked delicious. That looked really good.
I mean, you got to put your Jack in the freezer.
Yeah, I see that. I'm going to try that next time. I'm enjoying a nice 5.9 right now.
Of course you are.
Oh, God.
So I,
oh, God.
I like your Starsky and Hutch stripes. They look good.
Because no one is appreciating what I've done with my face. Look at that. You can see it really good right there. Look at that.
And it has a die-cast collector. I got a few Starsky and Hutch.
I mean, especially when I get older. I mean, I'm not old enough now because I'm still just like 37. So
yeah.
When I get older, the whole thing will turn white. But I'm so young that it's just white at the tips.
Yeah, you should just maybe dye that part.
Right, I mean, there. I feel 22.
Yeah, I feel about 32, maybe-ish.
32?
Yeah, I think.
Guilty!
But I'm old as fuck, you know that.
You are. You're damn near dead.
I know. Pretty soon.
Yeah, what's going on with you, 5'9"? I mean, I'm so sad. Probably this will be the last time we ever speak.
Well, whatever.
I mean, I'm going to get on the inside, and I'll just forget about my Canadian friends.
Maybe not.
Would you like to do 5'9"?
Yeah.
We're a little late, but would you like to do the final top of the hour toast?
All right, I'm going to pour another shot then.
Fucking had that in my notes, and I missed it. That's my fault, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm quitting. Also, because, I mean, I've got to go inside, but also I'm sick of your shit! Put it together, Producer Mike, you fucking idiot!
I'm going to drink out of my skull shot glass. I love this.
So am I, Keith. So am I.
Okay, here's to a great podcast. I'm sorry it's the last show. Love yous all.
Yeah.
It's been a good run. How's that? Is that good enough?
That's a good toast. I feel tits up.
Me too.
So do I.
I want to smoke some weed.
What? I got some Starsky and Hutch.
Is there a Starsky and Hutch strain of marijuana?
Steve, everyone at the elbow has been waving at you in the camera there, and you have not been recognizing them.
Ah, the elbow.
That was a Heil Hitler.
A couple of heavy, a couple of heavy sets of fucking boobs right up there at the front.
Yeah, I think the elbow room's doing pretty well so far. Oh, 225-8175, you want to leave a last phone call?
Nothing's happening there.
Steve's probably not going to be able to get it because he's going to write the voicemail.
I love that. I love this elbow room.
Oh, do we want to... Are you wanting to fire up the hotline, Producer Mike? Is that what you're saying?
Well, if I want to throw it out there one more time, so if people want to write it down and continue to send you voicemails and whatnot, well, that you can get.
I mean, I
get,
think we could fire up the hotline. Dix,
oh,
did you grab...
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting that this is not a voicemail line. This is an actual live line that perhaps maybe we can activate.
Yeah, we could do that.
So,
we
ladies and gentlemen, 225-800... Oh, Jesus.
Go ahead. No,
225... God damn it! 225-800-3175 to get in touch with
ahead.
The Jessup Show hotline.
Start from the beginning.
Two.
We could definitely take some calls. Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Two. Two. 258-003-175 Jessup Show hotline. Call right now and etc.
Hello.
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 I forget who you were talking to. Are we talking to anybody right now?
What? Oh, I was.
Did I do this?
I'm getting fucked.
Oh, yeah, Keith. I'm sorry. Yeah, Keith. We're talking to Keith. It. Jesus.
Shit.
Yeah, I've been
okay?
drinking today,
on
my friend.
One of the dicks just handed me a fucking stamp that had something weird on it. Am I supposed to? I licked that. Am I supposed to lick that? Am I supposed to lick that? Hang on. Okay, let's see. Holy shit. Hotline is live. The dicks are saying the hotline is live, guys. Put that number back up there, Producer Dick. I mean, Mike.
I don't even...
Yeah,
there's
you
too many
call
people
in
the Zoom now, so I can't... I'm sorry, what was the question?
That was a good day, Mike. That was an excellent day.
Can you guys,
Keith? It was one of the greatest days of my life, my friend.
It was. It was such a good time.
Jeremy Buckland, is this you?
That was.
What's up, Steve?
Can you guys hear it, Producer Mike and 5'9" Keith?
I hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jeremy's calling now.
Yeah, I'm calling now.
Are you on the shitter?
No, I ain't on no fucking shitter.
I mean, I think Jeremy is one of the only callers we've ever had. 225-800-3175.
Well, I just wanted to call and say, well, I've just lost another best friend today.
Oh, good God.
Who,
see, I knew this was going to happen, Steve. Jeremy was going to take this the hardest.
I just don't know. I mean, I've cried, so I can't cry no damn more, so I just go ahead and just give it up and say, fuck it, I've lost another goddamn best friend today.
We're still best friends. Everybody's best.
Any fucking way, Steve. I love you, brother.
I love you too. We're gonna come back to you in a little bit, Buckland. I love you. 225-800-3175. You can call in. The line is open. Buckland is.
I love you, Jeremy Buckland, with all my heart,
Buckland.
My friend.
Buckland.
Love you, Buckland. Look, I'm drinking a Pabst in honor of you, Buckland.
I'm drinking Jack Daniels. Okay. Let's see. The hotline is ringing. Let's go to it. Jessup Show, last show. Come on. What you got?
It's going on, man. I love your show, man. You such a fucking icon, man. Take it.
William
Buckland.
That is true. Steve, you are an icon. You are a true icon. You're loved around the world. For sure.
Hang on.
Call waiting.
Buckland Show.
Buckland Show.
You're live. Go ahead.
Hey there, sexy. How the fuck are you?
Oh, shit. I just got a semi-hard on. Who is this?
This is Gummy Bear. I just wanted to bounce on over and say hi.
Okay.
How hot you are.
Oh, man. Fucking tell me. Let's go. Wait, tell me and 5'9". We both want to know how hot we are.
You're hot enough to climb like a jungle gym.
Oh, would you climb 5'9"'s jungle gym?
What is that? Like a buy one, get one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You get me, you get 5'9".
Oh, it's a package deal.
Exactly. I'm like a fucking...
I can do that, yes.
Clearance deal at Walmart.
Gummy Bear can bounce over at 5'9".
I love it. I don't know who you are, but I like it. I like the call.
You think I know who you are.
And zoom in. We want to see you. Great, great hearing from you.
I think
the hotline is wide open. 225-831-75. Yeah, 5'9", Keith, and now we have Nix joining us. Producer Mike, what's going on?
I'm trying to do very smooth segues in my completely inebriated situation. And I think that last caller
Why did you start drinking so early?
I think so. It's the day drinking. It's no good for you. Right. Well, it's good for you.
I'm not
on a Friday.
You're supposed to wait until the show started.
Okay. Wait, no. Check this out.
The bourbon's kicking in.
Hold on. I'm going to drop some knowledge on you guys that I think is going to blow your mind.
Let's hear
it. I think that last caller was Nix's mom.
That's what I thought, too.
No, you said you had no idea. Oh, you are.
Well, I was just thinking she sounded like.
Why can't you go?
She sounded like Nix's mom. All right, listen. Oh, my God.
Whatever. That was my moment in this show, and you blew it.
Oh, did I? Sorry. Okay, go ahead. Take it. Run with it.
Yeah, you said you should have gone, holy shit, Producer Mike, I think you're right. And then I could have brought Nix in, and she could have gone, shut
up. I would love Nix.
And it
would
have been like, and then I would have.
I need to talk to Nix because, I mean, oh my gosh, she's on my mind.
5'9", Keith, you're a rock star, bro.
Hi, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the great state of Colorado, I bring you Nixie, the bratty switch.
Hell yeah. Oh, my gosh. Producer Mike, we're going to have to shut down the hotline. We're having issues.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That was definitely not my mom, though. Oh, my God.
All right. I apologize, Steve, for going off on you.
Oh, no, it's all right, man. I mean, hell yeah. The dicks told me the thing is fucked.
Were you
getting a bunch of voicemails and it, like, filled up or something?
Oh, who knows what happened, man. I don't know. I mean, you know.
All right.
I'm not a nerd.
Anyway, this is Nix, Steve. This is Nix. Fuck the phone number. This is Nix.
Nix.
Yes.
Would you like a show on the, now, Producer Mike, we haven't talked about this. Are you going to rename the channel? I think you should call it something like Producer Mike is, amazing.
No, my initial working title is, there's going to be a Jessup Show Legacy, of course, on the channel because all the content from this podcast is on it. But I'm thinking of something as gay as Producer Mike Presents.
Oh, I like that.
And
that's
then,
nice. I like that.
And so the regulars will be the backbone of it, of course.
Like a show. Yeah. That's what I was trying to figure out on Producer Mike Presents.
I can definitely come up with a couple of ideas to do.
See, now we're talking. Oh my God, this is what I'm talking about, Producer Mike. I'm going to retire and then I'm going to be so rich when all the regulars become so famous.
I wish you only the best, sir.
Oh God, it's going to be so great.
Yeah, but 3 to 5 years though?
Something outstanding is what I was told, and I thought this might be good.
I'm sorry, dude.
Sending them.
I hate Louisiana jails. They're very uncomfortable, especially during the summer.
Mm-hmm. Especially
the humidity
in your rear end.
Yeah. Most of them don't have ACs. I unfortunately have experience there.
Oh God.
Yeah. So
they get $75 a day.
I'll write you. I'll send you letters.
Did you know that the state of, or well, not the state, but like, you know, each whatever sheriff or whatever who locks you up, they get $75 a day per head.
That's insane. What the fuck?
Yeah. So we're like, you know, profit.
Yeah, you're profitable.
Yeah, they put me in there. I'm a new head. I get it. Hey, we're going to the elbow room, Nick's. Can you see the elbow room?
Yeah, Steve, I just brought this in because you were talking about prisons. This is a lot of overcrowding. I would feel like I was in prison if I was currently at the elbow room.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I'd have to leave. On the inside, I couldn't deal with this.
If that guy with the weird glasses and the balding gray hair in the middle tried to penetrate me, I'd be pretty upset.
Come on, Zima.
Oh, I got you there. The Drew Carey Marine Drew Carey. Exactly. That's Marine Drew Carey. Yep.
Oh my God. Are you correcting your dog? What's happening right now, Nix? We're live.
Yeah,
5:25.
They wouldn't stop barking, so I put them outside.
Nix, you know what we said. Because this is our last live broadcast ever for me, not for y'all, for me. I said I would go as long and as late as anybody wanted to. It's 8:20
Central time.
Do you think this will go all night, or what are you thinking?
I don't know. Do we have enough people in the Zoom room?
I don't know. I'm so wasted already.
Got three more people in the Zoom room. We've got Crawlfaced, which should be exciting tonight. We also have William Rafola from Sicko Entertainment.
Oh, we do.
And oh fucking my God, Steve, we have Jay Geeky Morales. Nailed that.
Nix. How is your, talk to us about your world. We know what's going on in mine. What is going on with yours? Are you, able to, make ends meet, do the things you want to do with your
promote anything?
Business.
Have her promote something, Steve. Yeah, there you go.
I mean, I'm not making a huge amount of money, but I'm making enough to kind of help out with my bills. And I've already been discussing with my partners about creating content, which is obviously going to involve me traveling a bit. So, I'm looking forward to that.
How do you create content? What do you want to do that you think will stand out?
One of my ideas is doing like a lingerie cooking thing.
Oh, okay.
Another couple of ideas has to do with like spirituality.
Wait, hang on. Lingerie cooking. What are we talking about? Macaroni
like,
cheese with your titties out?
I mean, I can do macaroni and cheese, but it would be a lot of different things.
I mean,
really.
You couldn't fry things.
No, no, I'm not, no. I'm not frying things, no.
No, you don't want
absolutely
to fry
not.
Don't wanna fry with your nipples out was one of my first hit songs.
No. No. I do not want no. It's very
I wanna fry with your nipples out. Nipples out. Nipples out. You don't wanna fry with how your nipples out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was a hit. I don't know if you were around in 83. The radio was big.
Steve, I was born in 1996.
Okay, well, you missed that. That was one of my number one radio hits. Anyway.
You were on a radio station?
Yeah, I was. I'm a fucking singer-songwriter of Nick's. I mean, anybody knows that.
Okay. I did not. But, okay.
I mean, I live in Nashville. Come on.
Goodness gracious. So, like, I'm willing to write you letters and stuff if you want to, you know, have that kind of thing to stay in touch with people.
You send me explicit, naughty, penthouse-style letters?
Maybe. Because I know they allow photos.
Oh, they might look through it first, but, you know, I mean, it'll give me something to, you know, spank it up.
I'll be all right.
What?
All right. And also, you could, if you go through your emails, you could also use those, the ones you already have.
I don't think I get an email.
No, you could print them out, though.
What?
You could print them out.
Before I go in?
Yeah.
Producer Mike, do you have a printer? I don't have a printer.
Oh, I've learned the skill of video editing, video production.
Yeah.
Live podcast so production, all that stuff. I've learned that over the last few months after I retired. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to gather all of that footage, all of the media that Nick's has sent. I'm going to put it together into a nice little video for you, and I'll put it on a thumb drive, and you can take that to prison with you. That should work out just fine for you. I'm going to put all that footage on a thumb drive.
I think I'm allowed electronics.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there's a library there, and you get computer time. I've seen it in movies. What?
I'm going to finish this bottle of Jack.
You're cool.
What? I don't think that's how that works.
I'm sweating my balls off. I need a towel.
I think Producer Mike's happy about tonight.
Goodness gracious.
I'm
sad. I'm going to miss you, Steve.
Let's have a moment. Yeah. I kind of felt like I made out with you for a second.
I know.
It's ridiculous, but I mean, it's, you know, whatever. Anyway, great to make out. I mean, see you. Nick's. Nick, I mean, you have your own thing, too. Where do people go to if they want to get closer to you? Because people might be watching, maybe even listening. A lot of people listen to this podcast.
You want me to
if you're a listener, by the way, golly, man. Holy shit. We appreciate you. And Nick is hot. You should see her. Where can they see you?
So I'm on Facebook, and it's under Nick's Switch. And you should be able to find me fairly easily. Just send me a friend request, and we can talk about any personal content that you may want in my inboxes. I've also got a new email set that I just set up a little bit ago but I don't have it written down yet.
Do you
so
do special requests?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I mean, like, what's, cause I have some wild things in my brain I want to see photographed.
I mean, go as simple as like outfits, but I can also go further in depth depending on what you want. Like, I'm very open to discussing personal content creation.
Art project called Butthole in a Tornado that I've been
good fucking Lord.
I'm sorry, y'all. My dogs are losing their minds. Oh, look.
Anyway.
Producer Mike, did you put that picture up to piss him off or, like, tease him?
Nick, stop pulling, I'm pulling a muscle in my back right now.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. So where can people... Where can people find you?
Facebook, Steve.
Oh, fuck, it hurts.
I was in a band called Butthole Tornado.
I don't know, Steve. Producer Mike, are you okay?
Success. Oh, yeah. Jessup Show live, 425-25. Oh, God. Be a part of it. This is Nyx. You can see her naked on the internet if you pay for it. And she needs, throw her some shackles and get in there and look at the, like, stuff. I saw it. It's good. I love it. Go and get it.
Thank you, Steve.
Oh, my God. It's so good. Ladies and gentlemen, we couldn't say goodbye without the one and only producer, Rick. He was really, like, in New York, they have, like, a... What, sober dicks, what do they call it when the person's like a second in line to go on stage? Do you know, Mike? A study.
Sober
dicks
or me?
Understudy, that's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, the dick's not. They said it. He said it. Cheers.
Yeah, no fucking clue.
Understudy. He was your understudy, and now he's never got to study. Producer Rick, everybody, son of a bitch.
I was just going to say he did an outstanding job. He's the only one that didn't screw up on the show.
I know. He was so good. I feel like Rick should have his own show on the Jessup Show, Producer Mike Presents Network.
Well, I tell you what. Well, why don't we let Rick say hi? Hi, Rick.
Oh, my God. Hi, Rick.
Hey.
Rick, I'm almost dead.
Oh, Stevie boy, the pipes are calling.
You're gonna make me come.
Right.
No! Oh, God! No!
Steve, I have no teeth in my mouth, but I'm still on fucking line. You know why? Because fuck 'em. That's why. As my dad said. My dear dad up there, Randy Bader, God rest his soul. Who gives a fuck? And I'm gonna get my new teeth. It's gonna take a while, but we're gonna get them. No big deal, no rush, you know what I mean? But I got us tonight a couple AI songs to say goodbye to you if you'd like to hear them.
Oh my God.
How did you know?
I'm so happy. I'm so happy right now.
Well, just the last minute I kind of came on and I figured, you know what, let me look up and see what I can figure out. And I kind of came up with something, so we'll see what we got.
You already did it?
Yeah, it's right here. I'm ready to go. I already downloaded a couple of them, and you can hear them.
Oh, my God. Hang on. Let me.
Yeah, I need a moment, Steve. Can I get a... Where's my drink?
Yeah, I gotta get
him. I don't know how you're gonna like him now. Don't shoot the fucking messenger here. Now, all I did was put a couple prompts in the fucking thing.
New.
It's a lady.
That is over.
Thank you, girl. I love you.
AI songs from Wheelchair Rick. Okay, go ahead.
Nice.
Maybe you should continue this on your own after I'm gone.
Yeah, right there.
Because this is great. People love this.
Okay, so this I think is the one we should lead with. It's called Salute to Steve. I hate S's. That's the one thing I hate about not having teeth. Salute to Steve.
Yeah, you sound like Grandpa.
Success.
Come on around the campfire, success. Boys. I'm going to talk about success. There you go. Well, I got to get a drink after that. Salute to you anyway, Steve. Everybody raise a fucking beer up to Steve here. Fuck yeah, man. I'm going to give you one of these, too.
I'm going to give one of these.
Oh. Yeah.
Love it.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Jessup's got the blues, tired of his podcast show. Wants to kick back, let his feet up, retire and slow. He dreams of smoking beer in a comfy chair. Living life his way, no more pressure, no more fear. So we raise a toast, Steve Jessup, to you. Enjoy your time without any clue.
Yeah, I don't like this. This up, Wheelchair Rick, turn it off. I'm about to. This makes me want to punch my own mother.
It's got more. It's got more. If you want to hear it,
I don't like it. Turn it off. I'm upset. Please okay. Make it in. Fuck. Son of a bitch.
Okay. There was more, but yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I didn't like it. AI can be a little bit long-winded. We get it.
Yeah, for sure.
Son of a
bitch. There's a couple more if you want to hear another rendition.
Boy, do I.
Yeah? All right, let's see here.
All right, but let's not listen to all fucking 80s verses.
Hold on. No, I don't know. This is weird, too.
This is upsetting. Wait. I don't know why you're doing
this. Oh, here we go, here we go, here we go. This is a better one.
This is why you never got on the first team. Come on.
Steve Jessup's got the blues, tired of his podcast show. Wants to kick back, let his feet up, retire and slow.
That's the same thing.
I mean, that is the same word. I feel like you wrote the words.
I did not write the words on that one. They give you different. I accidentally clicked it twice. I swear I can do it again, and I'll buy the fucking thing if you don't believe me. All I did was I typed in Steve Jessup is leaving the podcast, and his, you know, and then I had one. I had one that I typed it all in.
I'm inside.
Huh?
I'm going on the inside.
On the inside?
Yeah, what's that woman talking about?
There's a dog in here that's just being a pain in the ass.
Yeah, fuck those dogs.
Come here, Brownie, you little shit fuck.
Can we write a
come
song
here.
Called Fuck Those Dogs?
I probably could. You want me to write it, or do you want me to have AI write it? It's two totally different things. I bet you could have Sicko Entertainment get us a song about Fuck Those Dogs by the end of the show. Guarantee it. Tell him right now we need that. He'll get on it right now. Get on it, Sicko. You got it. All right,
Sicko.
Fuck those dogs.
Come on now. Come on,
Sicko, you are under no obligation. People are being rude
Sicko's
to you and
got
demanding
the monthly subscription.
Do shit.
He can do
if
it.
If you wish to do so, I'm sir, it would Jack be greatly diet. Appreciated.
For the last
Wheelchair Rick will give you two fingers of Jeff Daniels if you do it.
Dude, you want to take a shot at me, Steve Jessup? Let's take a shot live.
Yeah, let's do a shot. And also, Wheelchair Rick, what do you think? Do you think that you will take the Grand Wizard producer, extraordinaire producer Mike up on his offer that anybody can have a show and maybe do a show over on the channel with producer Mike?
You know what? I'm going to tell you like this, Steve. I'm going to tell you like this. I think that the Wheelchair Mafia umbrella with the wheelhouse here and everything around it would be a perfect fucking addition to the Steve Johnson podcast.
Oh, my God.
Steve, do you remember early in the show when I was showing you my notebook of all the notes that I took? I actually have written down, I swear to God, show ideas, ask Wheelchair Rick if he'd like to bring Rick and Rowdy to the channel.
Holy fuck, dude. So Rick and Rowdy would kill it. So that is one of the ideas
that I had had.
So, yeah. Yeah, hey, Rowdy's ready too. I mean, the whole thing that was going to stop me was like me waiting for my teeth to come in. But you know what, dude? Like I said, dude, I look up at my dad, and he literally said, fuck him, to this psychic I talked to. So fuck him. Who cares?
A medium, if you will.
I mean, yeah, whatever. Whatever you got to say, you know what I mean? Keep your fucking shit going. I don't give a damn. That, dude, I'm just going to tell everybody. It doesn't matter what you're going through in life. I don't give a shit if you're in a wheelchair, getting new teeth, fucking whatever, dude. Do what you got to do to fucking get the shit done. It doesn't matter. Don't wait till tomorrow. Just do it. You know what I mean?
That's what I would have said.
Fuck it. Why not? Hey, do you want to hear this other one?
Well, that's
a hear it.
All right. No, you don't want to hear it. You don't want to hear it.
No, I don't want to hear it. do you have any good ones?
Here's the thing. I got the website. I can go to it, but they want to charge you $8.99 a month just to fucking use the damn thing. I could pay the $9. Teeth. Huh?
He doesn't have any teeth. He just told you that.
I'm just saying, I mean, he should just put all his money into his teeth right now.
Well, no, my insurance is covering the teeth. The only thing I can't do is say success. Success. Yeah, I can't do that. I feel lucky you can. No, but only for a limited amount of time. And when I get my new teeth, I'm telling you, I'm going to get me a nice little silver one on the side. It's going to be great. It's going to be...
Okay, this is exciting. I'm so excited. Any questions before we move on? Great to see you, producer Wheelchair Rick.
No, not really, man. I mean, if Mike needs anything, just let me know, and then we'll figure it out. We'll get it going.
Mike's gonna do it up. He's in charge. Yeah, hell yeah. And then if you do one, I might come back. You never know. I can sometimes get a hookup on the inside.
Absolutely. No big deal.
Times. Wheelchair Rick, I love you, brother. Good luck with your mouth and stuff.
Let's go to Sicko Entertainment. Maybe he has the AI songs.
Yes, Sicko Entertainment. Wheelchair Rick. President of the United States of America, Chris Ballow. I'm just reading. He comes in with a new background every show, Steve, and I just wanted to point that out.
I love it.
Shout out to Chris, man. I did an interview with him. You guys remember doing song Peaches, right? Millions of peaches. Bro, if you're gonna do AI, Eddie, or what the hell is that dude's name? Fucking geez. Wheelchair Rick. If you're gonna do AI music, man, at least do your own voice.
Oh, you gotta do your own voice. Now I saw you're big on AI. I saw a thing advertising where if I only gave this app 10 seconds of my voice, that it could recreate my voice for anything I wanted. There's certainly a lot more than 10 seconds of my voice out there. So does that mean that anybody can be Steve Jessup anywhere, anytime?
I've AI'd you a little bit. Not very much, but
my voice?
No, your look.
I know, but this was voice. Like, if you get the AI, like, 10 seconds of your voice, it mimics you perfectly.
Yeah, it can.
Because I'm this might be my last podcast, but maybe AI takes over and just does a Steve podcast of its own.
Right, like what he's doing right there, that's AI. That's really good AI, though.
I mean, producer Mike, do you think that it's possible you could create a Steve chatbot to talk to and just continue to do this without me?
What makes you think I haven't already created a chatbot that's exactly like you?
There you go. Smart, man.
Yeah, that was very believable.
Ears. Would you be surprised who would talk to that, though? Like, I know a guy that goes live every day just to talk to an AI girlfriend he has.
Yeah, what do you think? Have you talked to him about that? Like, what is he feeling, and why does he do that?
Yeah, I think it's kind of sad, to be honest. You know?
I mean, maybe not. I mean, she's treating him right, because a lot of bitches don't treat you right.
Right. You know what I mean? As long as he's happy, whatever's making you happy, buddy. Right. You know? That's what they made it for.
Have you asked him, like, what do you like about that? Or how long do you talk to her? Or what do you, like, they just text each other on the phone, basically?
No, I've tried to get him to make his feet touch grass for once in his life. You know? Okay. This is a cool thing.
To do some grounding.
Like, get out of your house. Get off of your computer at least once a month. Okay. You know?
Yeah. Maybe he needs to mow the grass before he can just walk in it barefooted. Go ahead.
I mean, the man is like 40 and he lives with his mom. Shout out to Boy Blue.
Great shout out. Good luck to you and your AI girlfriend. And oh my God, do you have any AI songs for us?
I mean, I've done like a couple albums of AI. But it was really just playing with it just to see what I could do. As far as my music goes, I've only used AI for one song. It's 13 years old. It's a song about being a drug addict since 13 years old. But, you know, honestly, that's the only song I've ever used to write or anything AI wise.
I think non-AI will become very popular. Like, people will put out songs and go, this was non-AI assisted.
Right. Yeah. I think that like a good year or two from now, people that actually make real art are going to be appreciated a lot more. Hopefully we'll be appreciated more again. You know what I mean? Like, because I mean, artists in like the 70s and 80s were appreciated a lot more than they are now.
Yes. And then dissipated.
Yeah.
Yes.
You agree with that?
Oh, yes, hold on. We got a background.
Come over here. Come over here so they can see you.
Fucking grandma's in the background.
This is JJ.
JJ! JJ, this is our last show. Would you like to say any final words?
Yeah. What's going on?
Camera shy area?
Yeah.
Let's go. Would you like to say any final words?
You know who he is?
No.
I'll show you who he is after the show. But he's a great comedian.
Okay.
Awesome
comedian. Witnessing his
show.
So many people are watching right now live on the internet. And it's your turn to shine.
Shine on. What's up? Tell them about yourself.
Take your titties out.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, we tried, man. We tried.
Right. Camera.
Producer Mike, where do we go from here? How is it going?
Well, the elbow room is bouncing. I don't think you people can dance. I mean, there's literally a band playing actively, no one dancing except in the front.
Do we bring everybody
in
for a final goodbye, or where are we at?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. William.
Dude,
much love, brother.
Hang out. We're going to do a final tears at the end. Holy shit, you want to be a part?
Yeah, we're not bringing everyone in just yet, Steve, because you know that we have to...
I have a prostitute waiting.
Let me bring me in. Okay. All right, well, I just wanted, again,
I'm on the clock.
Okay. We are going to the great state of North Carolina.
I mean, if people keep showing up, I'll pay this bitch to hang out all night. Could you hang out all night? Okay. But...
Well, let's see if we can convince Crawlface not to go out on this segment. I know he goes out all the time.
This is one of my favorites. Can we give him a proper introduction before we bring him in?
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of our most unique regulars. This man came in to so many shows and just did the wildest shit with weed. He was our weed expert. He has been our weed expert. And I want to give it up, a proper fucking send off to the one and only Crawlface. Ladies and gentlemen, Crawlface.
What's going on?
Crawlface.
Everybody else seems to be in one of the various 12 stages of grief, like acceptance or denial. I'm in anger. Fuck you. Fuck you, Mike. Fuck all of you. I'm going to freaking just sit here and have to do drugs by myself on Fridays? What kind of fucking life is that? I was supposed to have a great time this summer. Look what you guys fucked up.
Steve,
I'm going to fucking do drugs by myself.
Crawlface, Crawlface, I think I can help. Steve, I believe Crawlface missed the part of the gift that he was presented. Gift. Yeah, so maybe you want to redo that description there. Yeah.
What about, this is a good idea. I have good ideas still, even though I'm going out, as Crawlface says.
I saw what you did.
I have this idea, Crawlface, that Crawlface has his own show. Mondays getting fucked up with Crawlface. Like there should be like a half hour smoke fest with Crawlface. Am I crazy producing mine?
You're not crazy. And I've already taken.
I can't handle the freaking 2.5 minutes that I'm on. I go hard, man. So
We need to know more about the weed world. We need to know more about products. We need to know more about how you're getting so fucked up.
We can do that. But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. It's the last show. I got to do something. It's been so long. You guys haven't seen it. You guys just, it's a thing.
Oh my God. Oh shit.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I don't know what happened.
He fucking teased us. He was gonna do the reveal on the last show,
Steve. I saw like some of his head and then.
We got his head and he was pulling his mask down and he went out.
Son of a bitch.
Crawlface, touche and well done. Mm. That was nuts.
Is it, do we keep going? I mean, here's what I'm saying. I'm saying I'll keep going live as long as you guys want to go tonight.
Well, I tell you what, Steve. Jay. Rockstar,
what up? What up, boys? What up?
Jay, just give me a moment. Steve, I'm going to say it right now. If people are watching live right now and you have not gone down to the description, found the link to the Zoom call, this is it, Steve. Jay is the last gentleman that we have, the last fan, last Zoomer, last super fucking awesome regular that we've had on the show for the last 4 years.
I'm fucking tossed. Yeah.
He looks tough. You've been drinking out of that Jack Daniels bottle, man. What the fuck?
Hell yeah. Bro, but if anyone wants to call in,
is talking to me.
Fuck it.
If anyone wants to call in right now. Get the link in the description, and we can get you onto the show before this is the last one. This is the last show, everybody. So
last get show. Oh my god, Steve, you retiring on me, man? What the fuck?
Great to talk to you, the one and only. Fucking J.J. Marigazi.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Old school. How far do you go back?
How far do I go back? Overnights as overnight manager at a grocery store where I put you in the overhead every night and go hit really often.
I remember you started listening to the podcast.
Yeah, we were OG 22. We weren't even live yet. We were OG 22. We weren't live. We were on a board. You put us all on a board. Every single name.
No, but you started listening to me and Mike Merrifield before. We did this show. Am I right?
Yes, correct. It was Patreon days before you had quit. You had quit, and then you said, all right, we're going to open up Patreon. If you really want to enjoy the show, please go over to Patreon. And it was a really, really simple amount of money to join. It wasn't anything, like, expensive either.
I mean, that's when I made most of my riches, Jay Medigee. I just want to put that out there and be honest with the fans.
You know what? I didn't mind how much you were charging and everything that you were pulling out of your ass, man. It was fucking phenomenal.
This is amazing. This is amazing. When I went to Patreon, I made $7.2 million.
Wow.
Fuck yeah.
Some good money.
Thank you. Thank you.
Give us more fountain beers.
And I really have been coasting since. I mean, ever since the money came in, I just was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm so rich.
Yeah, man. Those were the days. Those were the days.
Jay, what my goal is in life, do you still have the conversion van?
I got the conversion van. We got to get together and have a smoke session. And that man.
So fucked up in the conversion van with you.
You know what we're going to do, Steve?
Where do I have to fly? We got a plan.
We should plan something in like the middle of June.
Okay.
And I'll drive down there.
No, but I mean, we'll come to you. I might be up there in New York City.
I'm not going to be in New York City. I live an hour and a half from. Go ahead.
Without revealing your private location. Where would I need to fly into smoke in the van with you?
You just got to go to the Helium.
No, what city? What airport?
Buffalo.
Buffalo?
Buffalo.
I got to fly into Buffalo to get in the van and get fucked up with you?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. I like it. Buffalo.
And I wouldn't doubt that our friend Keith can make a trip down real quick because he only lives like 20 minutes away from the border.
God. We do a Keith, Jay, Steve, weed hang in the van.
I wouldn't doubt he can bring us some Canadian whiskey through the border.
No shit. I'm not lying. Producer Mike will tell you he's going to keep running this channel. So if you want to do a show with old 5'9 Keith, you and 5'9, I mean, that might be the fucking hookup.
That could be the hookup. You're telling me that us regulars will be continuing the show until Steve Jessup gets out?
No, I'm saying that anybody who wants to take a shot at making a show and having producer Mike run it with his amazing skills, you can, and he will. He'll have you set up to receive Zoomers. He'll do whatever you want to do. He's running it, and it could be you and 5'9 Keith.
Good to hear. Sounds pretty good. We need a title on that sucker.
Gay love.
We should ask Keith for the
spending
for the
time
title,
with
like a title idea.
Wait, don't we have those pictures where they were hugging a lot and touching when they hung out?
When they hung out?
No, I think those were live footage. That was live footage, Steve.
That's
they were
right,
hugging in
right.
real time for us.
So you never know what's going to happen. And I want anybody who's a fan of this channel to know anything is possible. It could be you, Jay Marigigi. And old fucking dusty Canadian nips. Producer Mike, what do we think? Do we have any other participants we want to go to close out?
Well, I am bringing everyone in. This is completely your call. Yeah, we are.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look
perfect.
At that. Steve. Holy shit, hold on a second. We are almost there. It turns out we do not have enough squares to, oh no, because you're in. Let's remove you. Let's bring in Eddie. Let's bring in.
Bring me in.
All right. No, I can't. I guess I maxed out at 9. So I've got 9 squares.
Oh. Son of a 9 square.
Yeah, but with your permission, Steve, I'd like to end with Jeremy. And so Jeremy's the only one who's not in the Brady Bunch squares right now. So I thought we'd end the show with Jeremy.
We're going to go one by one. We're going to go around all our favorite regulars. We're going to say a proper goodbye.
Now, Steve.
This has been an epic show. We've been on the air for 2 hours. And I don't even feel like it's been a second. It's top of the hour toast. Who wants the top of the hour toast? Can anybody?
That's what I wanted to do, Steve. You normally let me choose the individual. How about you go ahead and you go to the person that you want to go to for this final show.
I mean, I kind of feel in the Colonel because he's got his head down. I want to see what he's got to say.
All right. Colonel, you have got the top of the hour toast. Colonel, you've been a special friend of the show. I want to give you a Producer Mike shout out, man. I love you, buddy.
I love you, too.
The top of the hour toast, Steve, with the Colonel. Take it away, bud.
Let's see. Okay. All right.
Good times.
2014, month 1, week 4. I started following this man, and I would have never thought that he would be depending on me writing on notes, which is how I started here. I'm a smartass by nature. So that's why I consider myself a wannabe amateur comedian. I don't give a fuck. I'm a drummer by nature. When we talk about drumming, I'll fucking have you in the hands of my fucking, I mean, but, you know what? Fuck it. Fuck it. Jeremy Buckland, I would like for you to fucking be the co-host of my fucking show. Yes, I am getting my own show. I would like for you to be on it. Number 2, Richard Rick. After you get your George Washington's done in, I would like for you to be the producer of this gig. Because guess what?
Oh, wait, hang on.
Take me to jail, motherfucker!
That's... Producer Mike, is that against you, or...
There's some logistical problems with that,
Let's edit that, scratch that out. Okay, Real Chair Rick, you're good to go. All the girls in California. You were in a band in high school.
Mm-hmm.
It was called the Gratefuls. Right. And you were the Gratefuls guitar player, and you would sing like George Jones, Johnny Cash. It'd be like George Jones' smoothness with Johnny Cash is just raw, like, I don't give a fuck. You know? Like, I don't give a fuck. He really doesn't. Since we are going back to what I was meant to do on this freaking show most. Yeah, real chair, man. Get better. We can't really wait to start hearing you, man. Really.
Yeah, man, his teeth are fucked.
Yeah,
I mean,
I feel like this has been a great wrap up, producer Mike.
Well, Steve, I've been guilty of cutting the colonel off 1,000 times on this podcast, and I'm just going to let my brother go as long as he wants.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know what? Oh, yeah. If all of y'all thought that having the fucking colonel hosting a show that wasn't with fucking Steve on there, oh, you're going to get a fucking sour sword, because you know what? I can go all fucking day. How is everyone? Trailer. Oh, guess what? I'm awesome. I would like to bring in, as a part of what's going to be a miniature segment of the Steve Jessup Nation, is my bit on the show. And I'm heartfully, heartfully humbled to introduce to you guys a guy who, as a wannabe amateur comedian, I've been following you for years. Ladies and gentlemen, this guy, he has been on Fox. He's been on CNN.
Yeah.
He's been on fucking News Nation before News Nation was ever even a fucking thought of. He's been a part of, you can look him up all across the, Ryan T. Walker. He has more than 1.8 dick million views of a fucking thing, you cocksucker! Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honest to God pleasure.
Oh, okay.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Jessup. Jessup.
I'm just grinding up some weed.
Oh, that's cool. Hey, it's smoke time. Yeah. Smoke them if you got them. Let's go. Let's go.
If you got it.
Yeah, we're gonna take a little breaker.
Have an attack. Smoke him if you got him. Producer Mike, this is exciting. What a way to blow it out. How many episodes did you ask AI? How many episodes did we do? 472.
What I can tell you is 367. Our first show was in August, or July? Shit, now I don't remember.
No, but I mean, I did a whole fuckload of episodes with Mike Merrifield.
Well, right. But July of
2020. And then we did some other things, and then we switched it up and we started having all these amazing regulars. I love these fucking regulars.
Yes.
And that's why we're giving the channel to the regulars. The regulars get to do whatever they want with it. They can have shows with you, the one and only producer, Mike.
Would rather produce the program than be a co-host, because I can do more things on the production side if I don't
producer.
Have to talk. So.
You are good. You are good. You are good.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
thank you, sir.
So good. So good.
The beginning was good.
So good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Who would you like to, Colonel, much love, sir. And we are going to talk, in the very near future, sir. Who would you like to go to next? Okay. All right. I think I will go to somebody next.
Yeah.
Who do I want to? Oh, I will have some assistance. All right, Steve, who do you want to go to next?
No, I mean, I like what you're thinking. What are you thinking?
All right, our very good friend Jeff Cheney. Now, Steve, you may remember Jeff. He didn't mention it when he was chatting. Okay. He was our cameraman for our beach podcast that we did in Laughlin, Nevada. So if we ever do make money on this podcast, we're going to have to pay him some royalties eventually.
I mean, that's going to be on you because I'm going to be on the inside.
I hear you. Let me just ask Jeff to get unmute here. I've hit the button. Nothing's happening. Jeff, can you unmute?
I can't wait to get sober and, you know, just eat good food again. Go ahead.
All right. Well, the unmuting's not work, Jeff. Hey, Jeff, thank you for being such a great friend to the show. We're going to
why aren't jails at why don't, producer Mike, why don't they have jails on the sea where you're just out on a boat, just floating around, going to like Jamaica and Grand Cayman and Cozumel over and over again?
So in other words, you commit a heinous crime and you just get put on a cruise ship for 3 to 5 years. That's what you're thinking?
Why not? You just get locked up. So you just want to retire. On a fucking boat. Go ahead. What? Yeah, who are we saying goodbye to next?
I'm trying to say goodbye to Jeff. Jeff, I love you.
Jeff, we love you. Don't get AIDS. Good luck.
We're heading to go chat to our good friend William from Sicko Entertainment. William, we will be in touch too. William, I want you to write some theme songs.
Yeah, I'm down to help you, and I'm down to make a show too for the channel.
He's the guy. Very cool. He's the man. Yeah.
Yep, I know. They say presidents when they get elected, the ones that are really good, they surround themselves with people that are smarter with them. And I do plan on. Okay, William, you're a great friend, brother. Thanks for joining us. Let's see. Let's go to our good friend that's north of the border, our friend 5'9 Keith. I'm imagining 5'9 Keith might be one of the most depressed that the cruise isn't happening. I want to see 5'9 on a cruise. Yeah. So copyright issues.
I just want you to know that I am your Canadian super fan. I am
5'9. When I get out, will you take me on an island, Caribbean island hop?
Buddy, I'll take you anywhere you want to go, anytime you want to go. But all I'm gonna say,
I love it.
I'm a Canadian super fan. I love you. Here's the Steve Jessup Show.
Hey, man. One of the most awesome things ever, Smokey and the Bandit. Very special edition. Also, behind me got the fucking Fall Guy.
That's right. It was a pleasure. I love you guys. I love you, man.
I love you, too, brother. Keith.
Best to the wife, brother.
This is the shit, by the way. I'm gonna have these go in my cat and my cat. I mean, I'm gonna get burned. But I'll probably get these burned with me, I guess. Okay. Oh, this is upsetting.
Steve, our very good friend Wheelchair Rick, producer Wheelchair Rick, who is going to make a major impact going forward.
I don't really care about Wheelchair Rick right now because I see
Tabby. Oh, fuck. Oh, come on. Because
I see Tabby as her titties out.
We'll just look over Tabby. Go Tabby.
Wheelchair Rick, let's work together. Let's do this together. Tabby, you do the song, you do the music. Tabby, has her titties out tight. Has her titties out. Patty has her titties out.
And Rob is holding them.
Titty, 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 Tappy got her titty, titty, out. Titty, titty, Tappy got her fuck. Titty, Tappy got her titty, out. Titty got her Tappy out. Daddy got her daddy, daddy's out. Ain't nobody give a fuck about the titty, 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 titty,
sorry.
That was amazing. I felt.
Oh, do not apologize,
a
sir.
A little seminal leakage.
I got a little bit too crazy there.
Yeah.
Wheelchair Rick, thanks for being such a good friend, sir. We're going to be in touch.
Wheelchair Rick, yes, look for him back here on the Producer Mike Presents channel.
Oh. And Steve, of course, we have the Tent Gang, who has been so kind to us over the past
Tent
few
gang.
Years. Tabby, Robert, and of course, William.
Out.
Well,
I
Steve.
Go ahead.
I guess I'm going to have to get your horn back up there, man. What the fuck?
Don't worry, he's medium.
Yeah, don't worry, I'm medium. I'll cover your ass.
I love you guys. It's so... made my world to have a little bit of Louisiana right up here in the Jessup Show. And we
let's go camping
without the Tent Gang.
Love you, Tent Gang.
Love y'all.
Steve,
what do you
it's Jay Geeky Gee Geeky Gee.
Oh, okay. Did we plan this?
And Eddie, actually. Why don't we bring Eddie and Jay together?
Yeah, I'm going to have one more shot.
I would like to say that I got muted earlier for some reason. I don't know what happened.
Oh, okay.
And probably my fault, Jay. Probably
no, I know it wasn't you. It was this app has always done that to me for some reason. But I would like to say that it was 2017 was when I started listening to the show. And I got to be involved
that
in
was
it.
When it was me and Mike Merrifield.
And that was when it was with you and Mike Merrifield.
Yeah,
where it was
you listened a, early
shout
in the
out
morning
Mike
because
Merrifield.
You sent me an email that said...
He's a big deal.
Hey, I listened to you guys on my way to work early in the morning on Tuesday
I listened to you in the morning at... your show will come out on Tuesday. And I will listen to it at night because I work third shift as a manager at a grocery store. And I will put you in the overhead, bro. You and Mike Merrifield. Really fucking loud, and the guys would come up to me, yo, who's
hit him with a goat?
And I'm like, hit him with the goat. Yeah. Yeah, when that came out over the overhead, the guys would come up to me and say, who is that? What the hell is going on? And I'm like, man, this is Steve Jessup, bro. He's the most funniest man out there right now on YouTube. I'm really shell-shocked right now, man. I'm trying to compose myself. As you know, I always look forward to being on every Friday. I've just been trying to take care of my health again. And
How is that? What's going on with your health?
Everything is good with the liver, buddy. No phone call. You know what that means. No what? Phone call. Everything is good.
It means we get back at it.
We're in the fucking clear, buddy. I just don't know if I should start drinking yet until
the actual maybe just smoke weed. Maybe just do mushrooms. Earlier, one of the sober dicks handed me a sheet of acid, and I think I might have had some of it. I don't know yet. But
you better frame my. You better frame the. The letter I sent you. I think I sent you that letter. Like 3-4 years, I think how many years ago when I went to Puerto Rico and I bought you the koozie and I bought you the ashtray. Make sure you save all that and you frame it.
Oh, wait, I got the ashtray right here, right now.
There we go.
This is my favorite because I don't know why, but it's just very. I don't know why, but it feels very weed ashtray because it's so deep.
It's the deep ashtray. When I saw it, I'm like, man, Steve is going to love this because this is that type of deep ashtray for weed where you can just put some fucking, you know, instead of just ash, you can literally fill that up with some fucking roaches.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's deep. And also the little cuts are thin, like...
Yeah. You know, it's a very nice freaking ashtray for sure.
It's very weed friendly ashtray.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Has it been a conversation starter?
I love it. It's my favorite. People? I'm never getting rid of it.
Hopefully, I hope not, man.
Also,
keep that.
Also, Jay, you could kill somebody with this.
Oh, dude. Yeah. If you hold that in the right, if you hold that in the right angle, dude, that's just gonna fucking, that's gonna fuck somebody up, dude.
Yeah, it's thick. Sober dicks. Would you
turn, like, Clyde?
Feel that, dicks.
Yeah, I will never forget when producer Mike used to stay in contact with me in the beginning of OG22 when we started planning the next, you know, come up of the show. That was. You know, I felt very involved.
Yeah, you were in Patreon and you were involved in all that stuff.
Yeah, the beginnings, man, the beginnings. And I'm very proud of you. You know, you came a long way on this. You know what I mean? It's definitely more than 467 episodes. There's no way in hell.
You think it's 4, 4, 5, 6, 7?
No, I think we went way over than that.
What?
It's counting Merrifield.
Yeah. I mean, Merrifield did a lot of shows, and what a bitch he is to not show up. I mean, I feel like you uploaded
those videos from those old.
You know he's here, though.
I heard that the reason he's not here, and you don't. I mean, I don't know if you can confirm this, but I heard that Mike Merrifield has transitioned into a girl named Linda.
And that's why he,
I can't confirm this.
I mean, I've heard that he is going around as,
right. The problem was the state of Wisconsin, in order for him to continue the care of that child he has, it had to have a mother in the residence.
So he got a vagina.
He transitioned to become a mother, yeah. Correct.
Dedication.
So is he dating then?
What I could do on the inside. I might get a vagina because they are handing them out.
So
can you just become a surrogate?
I might get a vagina on the inside.
So she's not
I got a pack of noodles put on for you, cuz. Right. I got you. I got a pack of noodles for your books. That's about it.
Could you send those to LSP, Louisiana State Patron?
Yeah, they're going to set your butthole on fire, though. Bucks,
send those there.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, if I may say, Eddie and Jay, you guys have been very special to the show.
Oh, my God. I'm so... Okay.
I'll be reaching out to the both of you for sure.
Yeah, maybe
it is kind of a sad.
What about the Puerto Rican crew? Who is the Puerto Rican crew?
Brad's got to be involved in some of this some way.
Jay and Eddie's show could be an interesting option.
Oh, dude, it's got to be.
It's got to be because I'm thinking information. We could talk about information, history, things like that.
What would you do with a Brad, Jay, and
Brad? I see Brad being financial talk. Weber, I see him being the motorist history buff, and I see myself talking about history in general.
I see the three of them talk about relationship advice.
I want to get into that. I could listen to that on the inside.
You might have to get someone to smuggle something in a butthole.
Maybe I could make a special guest appearance from the
I also would like to say, I love you. I just want you to know that. I love you. Keep your head up, buddy.
Jay, I've always wanted to have gay sex with you. Oh, my God. So good talking to you.
All right.
Well, you two, Eddie, I don't want to have gay sex with you, bud.
You know, don't drop that soap, buddy. Don't drop that soap for nothing.
No, but you got email, actually,
all kidding aside, I'm really worried about dropping.
They give you tablets and shit in county and in prison now. You have email access and shit. They do video calls only.
What?
Yep. Nowadays, like visitation, you don't go see a screen.
If I do figure out how to work the tablet, Eddie Weber, I'm going to bring up porn so I can jack off.
Well, fucking Pornhub don't work. If you try tapping it in, you can, but it's just going to be like, no.
Only X-Hamster works.
Only exam. Yeah, I mean, Jay knows better than I. You know, he's been in the most recent, but yeah.
I want to look at Nick's while I'm on the inside.
He'll send you some letters.
They will let you bring in like 15 pictures with you. So.
I know Buckland and his wife will send you some feet pictures. Don't you worry.
I know. I'm so excited about the Buckland feet pics.
Dude.
I'm excited about Buckland buds. Jay, I fucking love you, but hey, Jay's supposed to be coming down here to Pensacola in the next fucking little while so we can like expose him to what slam bags and trucks are supposed to look like.
We make a trip down there still to do something.
We're going to make Jay hit some switches on some bitches.
Listen, if I get a weekend of freedom or if I get escaped or something like that, I'm coming down
there. A furlough.
I want to sleep at the Buckland Ranch. Or at the Weber Ranch. I'm sorry. The Weber Ranch. And the Buckland Ranch. I want to go to I really want to go to all the ranches when I get out. The Ranch. The Buckland Ranch. The in a tent? Ranch.
Well, how would you route that trip?
I really don't want to go to producer Mike's house.
Well, that's what I was about to say. How would you route that trip? So, say you're in Louisiana. All right, you just got out. Are you shooting left? You going to Texas? You going to go see Lando on the West Coast?
To you.
All right, so you're going to the East Coast first.
I'm going to you.
So then you're going to shoot Panhandle, Pensacola, Adam. Well, you got to hit Adam down in South Florida.
Adam. You got it.
And then up, you know.
Up,
Buck
down,
is in Virginia.
Round.
Crawl is in one of the Carolinas.
Yeah, take a flight. Just don't take American Air.
No, I'm going to do in medium this in Carolina. 88 square body.
Yeah, he wants to do it in a 1971 Javelin.
Oh, shit.
You know what I want, in all seriousness, Weber? And you're in the chop yards all the time with, you know, criminals and stuff. I want a crew cab square body. And I don't want it to be a motherfucking dually, okay? I want a regular bed on the bitch.
Yeah. So you're just looking for essentially the body or the body in the frame?
I mean, I feel like I ought to go, what's the frame makers that are so good?
Oh, fuck, shit, dude. There's quite a few. I still recommend my homie shop that we work with, Black Sheep.
No,
we build all of our own shit. But there are quite a few, like, big name other big shit ones. That are out.
I want to do the big ones. Anyway, I want to get one of those frames to go under my square body crew cab. You know what I'm saying?
Well, have you already got another, like, crew cab?
No, I don't. Let's start working on it.
Okay. Well, hey, I mean, first time you fucked with so
I'm gonna be on the inside.
The
bourbon
was clean. Alright, well, I'm just letting you know, before you go to jail, the bourbon was clean as hell. You shouldn't have got rid of it.
What?
The bourbon was clean as hell. You shouldn't have got rid of it.
I don't want to haul around kids. I want to haul around tits.
Well, what the fuck do you think a bourbon's for? Put the fat girls in the back. Let's go. I don't know what Jay just said.
Yeah, what, Jay, what?
I said, do you have the phone number unlocked right now for the 225-800-3175? Am I saying that?
We had to shut it down. We had some some people from China that were trying to hack in.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, some opera.
You know, the KGB. You know, yeah. Hey, by the way, though. Sorry, Jay, I didn't mean to cut you off. Well, I was going.
That always have.
All right.
Go ahead, buddy.
Well, I was going.
Well, that's great, guys. We really do appreciate it. Steve, if I can't do it to the Colonel, then why not do it to Eddie and Jay?
Eddie and Jay, but it's the last show. We didn't even get to say goodbye. Could you bring him back in for a proper goodbye?
We did. We said, okay, I'm sorry. Yes, all right. It's just I really want to get to Jeremy.
We're going to go back to Jeremy. This is going to be great. We're going to get a proper goodbye.
Yes.
God, Eddie Weber, I apologize. That was rude.
Yeah, my bad, gentlemen.
Eddie Weber, final thoughts. The last Jessup show. Go ahead, Eddie Weber. You have the floor.
Gentlemen, ladies and boys, or ladies and girls, fucking whatever the fuck. It's been a good ride with all y'all. We appreciate all of y'all, and thank y'all so much for the laughs y'all have always given us. To all the homies, man, thank y'all so much for everything y'all do, and I look forward to everything in the future with all of you.
Yeah, future. See, Eddie Weber gets it. I'm a guess Eddie Weber's show will be among one of the hit programs on the producer Mike presents.
He was born for this shit.
It's going to be great. Will you show up on one of Eddie Weber's broadcasts?
I'll be there. I always will be supporting. He already knows that. Jay, I always will support all of you.
It's been a pleasure and an honor, Steve. It's been a pleasure.
I want to get in your van. That's a goal of mine.
That's what she said.
We got to get together, dude, for sure.
I want to smoke out in the van.
Bet. We got to freaking get it all fogged up. Right now, I got a little project going on with a buddy of mine, and there's going to be plenty, let's just say, by the time you get here, buddy.
I love it. We're going to do that, and we will put it out. We'll send it to producer Mike. He'll put it out on the channel if we get high in the van. I love you, Jay Marie Gigi. Okay. Buckland, let's talk about it.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I've lost my best friend today, and
I'm not going anywhere.
And
one of my first goals was to head out to your place and see all that weed you got growing.
Well, come on, brother. Come on.
Schedule that, man. I'll come out too if I'm welcome.
He's one of my best friends on this show, as long as you and producer Mike, y'all are like awesome, man.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And a shout out to Eddie Weber. He's a good friend of mine too. So anyway, I'm really upset and distraught, and I probably won't continue this show anymore unless you are here, Steve.
Hey, Steve. Listen, man, I'm just thinking off the top of my head, but would Jeremy be willing if you and I came up with an idea? Maybe it's a month or two down the road.
I'm going to be in the back.
But.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, month or two down the road. Like I said, there's calls you can make to the district attorney and stuff like that. Yeah. And maybe we can arrange a phone call that could last a half hour to an hour or something. And that's something we could do together. I understand Jeremy's pain. When you first told me that you got picked up, I was devastated.
I know. So, I was like, outstanding. Yeah. I'm good. They love me.
Yeah. We lost Jeremy.
Oh, son of a.
Jeremy, we love you. I love you with all my heart. I love Jen. You guys have been so kind to us.
I'm gonna spend some time with the Bucklands out in the tents, and we're gonna have a four-way orgy.
Well, I think we should be a little bit more respectful.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm trying to have an emotional moment. I mean, it's the end of the show. We had a fun time today, and now I think it's time for us to show our feelings.
No, I'm excited about that. I'm going to put my dick in all kinds of stuff.
I think you are being highly inappropriate. I haven't really called you out on any show. I've been mad at you on shows, but I'm certainly saddened by the end of this form of the channel. And
but wait, I want to make sure that everyone knows. Let's not talk about sadness.
All right. Well,
let's talk about the future. Okay. Jessup Show Channel.
Producer Friday.
Mike presents. Producer Mike presents. Producer Mike presents. Come on.
Asshole.
Next Friday.
Oh, okay.
With your permission.
Oh, wait. What? Next Friday? What? I'm going to be locked up.
I know. I'm starting the show. I'm starting the channel, and it's.
Okay, what are we doing next Friday?
No, what am I doing next Friday?
What are you doing? What are
you doing? I do need your permission, though. Actually have the raw footage of the final Steve Jessup live stand-up performance. So I would like to premiere that next Friday.
Fuck that.
All right, then I don't know what's happening next Friday. I know Jeremy and I aren't doing a show.
I heard clips were happening. So, I heard that you were going to go through all the old shows and make some of the best clips.
I'm going to make clips. I'm going to make clips of this show, and I'm going to put those out. That's what I'll do.
Old shows. I heard for the next, like, couple of months, you were going to, you said, like.
No,
one of the dicks told me you were going to make clips.
I showed you the notes. I've moved ahead on a lot of stuff. I've got plans. Look. This was an initial sheet that I crossed stuff out. Look at this stuff. Or that's this side. Yeah.
Notes.
All right, so I'm sorry I even brought it up. I'll figure something out. I may release some videos on what I've come up with. What's ahead? I don't know, dude. Look, this is a lot of pressure.
I mean, so is going on the inside.
That's what he said.
I mean, I don't feel like anybody's had any sympathy for me. This whole show I've been saying, like, I've got to go back to lockdown. And no one gives a fuck.
I think Jeremy does.
Yeah, I feel like Jeremy is the only person. Yeah, I don't like that for a final. Let's see about this. Yeah. Here's what I'm saying. Producer Mike, the channel is in your hands. Are you good with that? Will you take this from me? Because I gotta go do some shit, and I want you to take it.
I'm scared to death, but I do have a lot of good friends. And when I mean friends, I mean the folks that have called week after week.
Yeah, the regulars. Hell yeah, the Zooms. Fucking regulars.
I have some.
And you're an amazing producer. Don't tell anybody I said that. I mean, he's good. He's good. He's good. I'm excited. I don't know what you're gonna do with this. I mean, what are we sitting on right now? 750 something followers.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because, we were at 746 about 2 weeks ago, and then we started launching those clips. The Sober Dicks helped out. We had a couple that went over 1,200.
I mean, so many of the regulars are getting all these views, and that's what makes me think they should have shows.
Yeah, that's why I hope to convince Jeremy and Jen, because I did have a show idea that included both of them. It was going to be a cooking show. Couples I wanted to talk. See how the couples talk would work. Well, I want Brad to handle the relationship issues.
Oh my God.
Because
Brad,
I think he has a real insight. He's been divorced twice. He's been in 1,000 relationships. He's got a real insight.
I mean, Brad's really going to be able to talk about pussy control.
Yeah. Yeah. All of it. Pussy control.
Right.
Other things that are involved with pussy.
Right.
Yeah. Can I do some plugs?
I feel like this would be a great time for you to do any kind of plugging.
Yeah. This summer, the movie that I was in, The Wild Western, will be released. Information will be forthcoming. On how you can view it and all that stuff. I would really appreciate if everyone would go see it. Probably going to be online. I'm not going to lie. I'm a direct-to-video guy. So, at least at this point in my career. But The Wild Western, starring Perry Caravello. Not starring me, but you will hear me talk on the movie. So, I think that gets me in the credits. Does it get you in the credits? If you talk in a movie, does that get you in the credits? I have to look that up. If I get in the credits, then I need to send an email to the producer because I want to name myself. I don't have a name in the movie, but I do. I've got like 6 or 7 lines. It's a scene. I'm in actually 2 scenes. The scene where I'm alive and then the scene that I'm dead. So I'm in both those scenes. And then the second movie, it's expected to be out in October of this year, Halloween / Squatch. And actually, I think, Steve, before you cut me off there, no, that's not what I wanted to do.
Oh, what is this?
I just have my / Squatch.
That was the Elbow Room again.
Yeah, I'll get to the Elbow Room again. They're partying. They just heard that this is probably our last show and they're partying. Oh, and some Marines are in there. We'll get there. But anyway, / Squatch, Halloween, 2025 by the great director Aaron Bratcher. He actually, directed both films, The Wild Western and / Squatch. So anyway, I would appreciate the support there. That'd be great. And information will be coming forward. Anyway, thank you, Steve, for those allowing me to plug and stuff. Oh, I want to holler to my friend Carrie, who's going through some back issues. He's all jacked up. Carrie, we hope you feel better. And also our friend, God damn it, Justin. God damn it. I hope I got his name right. From 2 Kings Glass, he went through heart surgery. So we want to give our prayers out to Justin. We're hoping you are doing very well. And if I fucked up your name, God damn it, I'm so sorry.
I fucked it up.
So I got those 2 things. All right. So, the Elbow Room.
It's so fucking packed. I love the girl with the sailor hat. Why do I like that immediately?
Oh, she got herself a Marine for show. Oh, yeah, it must be the dude right in front of her. That's high school Drew Carey, I'm guessing, because he's got a lot of more hair.
What? I mean, is there anything that... Oh, my God. Look at the fucking... Oh my God, look at these two hookers right here.
Yep.
Oh, it's great.
What's up, Ellen and Portia?
Producer Mike.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I love that new segment. I think you should continue that on any of your new shows.
Oh, I'm doubling my green
screen.
Feature
the live feed from somewhere else.
There's Journey, a quick Brad you're going out with photo Journey? We had. No, I'm trying to get through the rest that I didn't get to. So there's Brad when he took a picture with Journey. There's that's the one of our old 1 minutes, and we put
that was one
that
of my favorites.
Face.
Whenever we go 1 minute, and then you'd have the girl that was special needs.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, I wasn't going to go there, but all right. Kevlar Customs, one of our old sponsors. We should give a holler out to Seth and Jamie.
Oh,
we didn't
God,
get to see
this
Seth
show
and Jamie.
Has been brought to you from the K-ville from day one. We love Seth and Jamie, and you guys should go down to the K-ville and visit them. Right?
Absolutely. And I have a awesome idea for a show for the channel, and that is actually to have, like on a Friday night, have Seth just go to a booth, put up a camera, go live.
Live feed from the K-ville.
Live from the K-ville when it's going fucking nuts there.
I love
there.
That idea. That could be on the channel too. So basically what we're saying is like I'm going away, but maybe 10 new shows could start.
Yeah, and it's going to go
one
all
week.
One
of them could
hopefully
be a live feed from the K-ville. One of them could be the Colonel. One of them could be the, you know, I mean, it's so many possibilities.
All right, let me give you an idea that I had. What if we had the Colonel?
Okay.
And we get Era Lee, our friend from Australia. Did I already mention this on the show, or did I do it in the meeting?
No, I don't think so. I think that was it behind the scenes. With the dicks.
So we bring the Colonel in with
shaking their heads like they know.
So we bring in the Colonel with Era Lee, and we have Era Lee read her poetry, like some of her really weird poetry, to the Colonel, and then have the Colonel react to it. I think we talked about this on the show.
Why do you say her poetry is weird?
Dude. Have you watched the episodes that we've done? We had Era Lee read some of her poetry, and then I had to look down to make sure my dick was still on me. No, I don't think so. I think they're just like pen pals or something.
I think maybe it could be a show about their long-distance relationship.
Well, I guess we could explore it, but I don't really think there is one other than that they're buddies.
With the Colonel and a girl who...
Do people really want to know that? Or do they want to hear the awesome poetry that Era Lee Jones gave us?
Do you think that the Colonel and the girl from the other side of the world, they have...
Era Lee Jones, Amazon.com, you can find her. I think it's a forest in
the
woods.
Do the Colonel and Era Lee have phone sex?
No. No.
Jizz over the hotline.
Steve, I think, are you trying to tarnish this channel as best you go on the way out? Because
it's great to think about the Colonel and the Era Lee making babies.
I'd rather not.
Why don't you think that maybe the Colonel wants to have babies? Is the Colonel still here?
The K-Bell Hotel and Tavern, 717-949-8413.
If the Colonel is still here, I would like to ask him if he wants to have babies.
2647 Heidelberg Avenue in Kleinfeltersville, Pennsylvania. You don't necessarily need a reservation, but it probably is a good idea, especially on Friday and Saturday nights. Tell him that the defunct Jessup Show podcast sent you. Yeah.
Producer Mike, do you think the Era Lee and the Colonel will have babies?
I don't think of that premise at all.
Is the Colonel still here?
No. Someone is still here.
Let's see if the colonel is still here.
Hang on.
Hmm.
Who is this? Oh, okay. Stand by just one second.
I have so many beverages
here
in front of me.
Yeah, I know. All right. So yes, let's bring back. I wouldn't say this gentleman is the colonel. I would say he probably ranks up as a general. Steve, not even real quick, as much as time as he wants. We have actually Papa J. Morales.
Jamaragigi.
Yeah.
This is Papa J.
Papa J here. How's everyone here? Hello, Steve.
The How's floor everything? Is here is Papa J.
Yeah. How's everything? Good?
Oh, this I gotta go back inside.
Steve, I love you, bro.
Steve, you do realize this is Jay Morales' father.
I know. I mean, Miss Jay.
Well, I didn't see the reaction. My jaw dropped when I saw him join the call, and I'm just not seeing a lot of excitement.
What my jaw is dropping about is that he looks younger than Jay Marigui. He looks so young and sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Jay
Marigui should be embarrassed when he sees his dad is looking younger.
Yeah, some people think that we are brothers.
Brothers, exactly. They should.
Yeah. When I left my beard bigger, like gay.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you call him gay?
No, he said, producer Mike, pay attention.
Sorry.
What's producer going Mike. On, Papa?
Yeah. I want to say hi to some people around here, like, let me see. Some good friends from many years, you know, who are in the show, like Wheelchair Rick. Awesome guy.
Wheelchair Rick.
Awesome friend. Oh, yeah. Eddie Weber. Brad.
Brad, Sad Brad.
Yeah.
Brad. Yeah, we're working on Sad Brad. We're thinking maybe a show where he just talks about his pussy conquest. Go ahead.
I'm my friend, and I say hi to my friend from
5'9 Keith, Canada Keith.
Oh, yeah. Look at this, man.
Look at
he it. He know what it is. The last thing I'm going to say, I love you, everyone. Was a nice show. Best wish for everyone. Producer Mike, awesome. And the last thing, happy birthday to my son, Jaden.
Oh, it's his birthday. Happy birthday, Jay.
Good luck, people. I love you all.
Hey, can I
love
ask
you, Jay.
You one
Thanks
quick...
for calling in, bud.
Wait.
Oh, I'm out.
Can okay. I ask I'm you good. One quick question?
Yes, sir.
How come you love your son so much? It's amazing to see a man show so much love for his son.
Oh, my son is like, he's more smart than me, but he was a drummer, a dancer. Like me, you know, I was a drummer. I was a manager for Walmart. He was a manager too from a store. He liked computers. He's a mini me, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you really respect him a lot, huh?
Oh, no. My son is something big. Believe me. Not because he's my son. It's because he's an awesome worker. He likes to work. He loved everything. He loved people. He saved life. He saved the life of a friend 2 times already. Nothing like my son. It's not because he's my son. It's something else. Yeah.
Papa! Yeah. Hell yeah!
Oh, yeah! Bye, people. Good night. I love you all.
And God bless you all.
You had Papa Morales in the house.
It's Papa Morales.
I'm going to sweat.
You're sweating?
Yeah. Take me to jail, motherfucker!
Well, I think your wish has come true. Very sad day, what? But a very...
I was just
well,
about
I'm just...
just about to pour some more whiskey.
We'll do it. You want to go one more? You want to go one more drink before we wrap this up? I'll pour another one.
Maybe one more. Go ahead.
All right. I got to look. We went so long. We pissed through my AirPods.
Cap off of it.
Yeah. Well, we pissed through my AirPods, so that I couldn't hear anymore. So I got to take my earphones out. I'm not going to be able to hear you. So.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I was hoping we'd get producer Mike. Producer Mike, are you are you ready? Wait, did he go to take a shit? What happened? Oh, God. It's the last one. If you're just listening to this, we're looking at a blank screen. Producer Mike has disappeared. Ooh. I'm drinking Jack and Diet. Jack and Diet Coke. Jack and Diet Coke. Producer Mike, are you back? Are you with us?
Hey, I can hear you. Yay, what's up?
Oh, God. Did you have to doo-doo?
No. I made a coffee drink, which includes Jim Beam and it's like this butterscotch moonshine.
Yeah. No, you don't have to say
that. Oh, my
you
God.
You don't have to say anything.
Anyway.
Yeah, upsetting. I want to talk about my experience for a second before we go. We're live. Mm-hmm. We're live. It's 4:25.
Yeah, I can see on the TV.
I have really enjoyed hanging out Friday nights with the regulars.
Yeah, me too.
It really lifted me up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's been some times where, you know, I come to the table where I'm like, I don't feel like hanging out on Friday night. And then I get hanging with all these motherfucking crazy regulars, the Tent Gang and Seth and Jamie and fucking, you know, Bucklands and Eddie Weber and the Colonel and everybody. It makes me feel better.
Yeah, and this is the God's honest truth. We'll have times where one of our regulars wouldn't call in for a couple of weeks, and I'm literally missing them.
Yeah, you know, I start going, what's going on?
Yep, and you know, because everyone just brought their A game every single week. I go back and I mean, I'm just I'm doing clips for the show, which I've been doing for the past few weeks, and I just crack up on every single one. Everyone's been contributing, not only for the past few weeks, but for plus three, four. We've been doing this for three and a half years. 21, 22, 23. Yeah, 3.5 years we've been doing this. So, yeah. So, yeah, the regulars have been outstanding, Steve. I'm hoping I can reach out to all of them and they want to do something with me. But, of course, no one's under any obligation whatsoever, of course.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who do you think will reach out and be like, let's do a show? Let's do it.
Well, I don't want to check my phone yet, but I'm sure the Colonel has sent me 6 emails already. I haven't talked to anybody.
People are
so,
used to
yeah.
seeing these guys on the channel. So it'd be cool if they continued.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hope so. Like I said, I'm gonna throw out the opportunity to everyone, and yeah, we'll see what happens. I got to figure out next week, though. I really thought that was a good idea. I apologize for bringing it up. Well, I was being presumptuous.
You're gonna cut up some clips from old shows. That's what I heard.
Yeah, I guess I'm back to that one unless I come up with something better. Yeah. But yeah. Producer Mike will present.
I feel like we had a lot of funny shit happen. So put some clips up. Put some clips up for a minute, and then as soon as one of these amazing regulars decides to take over the channel, let's go. Let's put their show up.
Yep.
What do you think?
Okay. Yeah, I will put whatever ideas they have into a development status. I already have ideas for a bunch of people, so hopefully they'll be engaged in some of the things that I've already gotten. We'll be using Streamlabs, which will allow for a little bit of higher production than you have seen for the Jessup Show podcast. Mm. Comments, we'll be instituting comments on the screen, which you and I couldn't figure out. What else couldn't we figure out? Oh, super chats. So we can respond to super chats. You send $2 in, you have the kernel.
Can I come back on?
Sure. Absolutely. But can you imagine this? If we have a $2 super chat kind of thing and they have questions come up for the kernel and having the kernel respond to whatever nonsense, the crew can come up with, I think that would be outstanding, But anyway, yeah, emails will be coming forthcoming, probably in a couple of weeks, maybe later into May, but I do have some ideas, and we hope to be on a regular schedule of releasing brand new content on this channel, come June 1st is really what I'm thinking, but what I mean by that is I'm going to be trying to get something out every single Friday, but come June 1st, I'm going to have content coming out almost every day of the week. It's whatever that ends up being. I don't know. But we're working on it.
I love it.
Steve, I love you, buddy. I love you, brother. Best of luck in the Louisiana State Penitentiary.
Ladies and gentlemen, producer Mike taking over. Love you, buddy.
Love you too, bro.
How do we get rid of producer Mike? Oh, son of a bitch.
Oh, you got the elbow room if you want it.
Yeah, I could do the elbow room. Wait a minute. Let's do the elbow room. Hang on. Look at that.
Oh, Steve.
What?
I do have one more thing. Can I do it just real quick? I totally forgot.
Oh my God,
this.
I feel emotional.
All right. It's a webcam related thing. I want you to tell me where in the world this webcam is showing.
Is it England?
I'll give you. Oh my goodness. Yes, it is in England and is probably considered one of the most famous crosswalks in the world.
Oh my God, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that walking across the goddamn street right now?
Oh my. Is that a coyote?
Is that a fucking coyote? Holy shit.
Dude, we might have just saw a coyote.
What the fuck was that?
Well, I can give you another hint. That was neither John, Paul, George, or Ringo.
Oh, well, that's what I thought it was. The fucking bingo. Oh, shit, he's going across the fucking middle. There he is.
Go the wrong way.
Oh, holy shit. Holy shit. What the fuck?
Anyway.
Did you just see a fucking coyote walk across the Beatles crosswalk? Is that the Beatles crosswalk?
That is the Abbey Road crosswalk right there.
That was fucking badass. We saw a goddamn Jack.
Dude, what a way to put a button on this thing, huh?
What the fuck was that? Listen, producer Mike, when you get these guys going on their own shows, I'm going to do my best to come in and be a part of it.
Please do. Yeah, please do. And again, I'm going to be placing an executive producer credit on everything
really
we do on this channel.
Right now, it's really creepy.
Well, I wanted... I
could you come in a little bit more?
I could do that. How's that better? All right.
Hey, producer Mike, we couldn't have done it without you.
Yeah, well, we couldn't have done without you, Mr. Steve Jessup, and we certainly can't wait to see you again.
Well, fuck. All right, I guess. Good to see you. Go away. don't forget, jump on over. Check this out. SteveJessup.com. Look at that. Brand new. Oh, my God. Oh, they did so many cool things. Look at this. That, okay, that happened. I don't like that. I don't like that that's there. You can look at that. I mean, so many views. There I am. I know. Up on the scissor lift. Look at this. Steve Tees and Hats. Steve Nation and the Jessup Show pilot. You can look at that podcast. That's what we're doing right now. And the videos and the gear. SteveJessup.com. Look at it. It's right there. Check that out. That's cool as shit. Huh? It's been good. Been a fun time. Thank you so much for being here.
Been a long, hard week of working.
I gotta go on the inside. Something's wrong with my head. I love you guys.
I know what I need. There's whiskey and women and a little weed. 2 a.m. in the morning, riding with my gun. 2 a.m. in the morning, riding with my gun. To ruin our buzz. Whiskey and women, we just come. And running with Popo, my wrist been black and blue. And running with the Popo, my wrist been black and blue. I got shit to do. These 50-year women, sticky icky too.